This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
FUBAR Radio.
Hard luck, you texted me, you found out, never Starbucks. I've got the tips you need for when you start up. Come my flows and my sharp, like sharper than when a man goes to the barbers to get a markup. Pull up to the club door, I ain't got a park up. You got a fly in your neck, your hark up. Wanna hear me sarcastic? Let me sark up. Like, I ain't done shit for gram. I'm washed up, couldn't afford to pay me whatever cost you. I move priceless, cause I know the talent God gave me was a nice thing. Something you could vibe with. Jungle the gram like a boxing and MMA hybrid. No mountain too high for me to climb it. You got a career in England, didn't know Kylie designed it and then he refined it. You know what? I pull the shots. I rock the vibe like I told you before. Man, I done lots. You know what? I pull the shots. I was a young boss. Learned from the best. Now I pull the shots. Chasing numbers and views. I forgot about the vibe. Content flows. I forgot about the mic. All of the things that keep your name ringing. When all of the fans of your song start singing. I seen it before. I got sidetracked. I realised how to bring the vibe back. I'm playing my role and that's a bossy one. In my 20s, used to be a flossy one. I pull the shots. But I don't send man to the shop. Back with another one, ready or not. You might stream this so much on Apple or Spotify. Add to my numbers, I'm hot. You're gonna see me in the league at the top. And you're gonna see me roll out in the team top. Normal, no twist in the plot. You know what? I pull the shots. I rock the vibe like I told you before. Man, I done lots. You know what? I pull the shots. I was a young boss. Learned from the best, now I pull the shots. Yes.
Man, I've been calling shots since walking to school. Morning bops. Talking to all my brethren about where man a man's gonna take touring stops. Boss, nuff said. Won't stop working till I drop dead. When I call the shots, bullshit stops. I make everybody fix up like upstairs. There ain't no one above, so you can't export no one I love. Or I start moving like my bruv. Anytime you see me wearing a glove. Boasting because you got a start button. Man like me, I don't push no button. Walk to the door, jump in a whip. Foot on the pedal, can't say nothing.
You know what? I pull the shots. I rock the vibe like I told you before. Man, I done lots. You know what? I pull the shots. I was a young boss. Learned from the best. Now I pull the shots. You know what? I pull the shots. I rock the vibe like I told you before. Man, I done lots. You know what? I pull the shots. I was a young boss. Learned from the best. Now I pull the shots. Gold mine in the Middle East, peace. Work every day of the week, I'm at peace. Don't get in no more trouble with the police. I don't really want my life on lease. Mind all grown so the path is clear. Changed from a youth when I didn't want to care. Now I got a good understanding. Brace yourself when you hear I got an album landing. Man, I sound man like Rampage. Man, I sound man like Stone Love. Got my own dubs. And I got brand new ones, plus man, I got old dubs. BBK is the squad. Without us, things would be odd. Yeah, we're on another page. O2, man, I headline stage. You know what? I pull the shots. I rock the vibe like I told you before. Man, I done lots. You know what? I pull the shots. I was a young boss. Learned from the best. Now I pull the shots. You know what? I pull the shots. I rock the vibe like I told you before. Man, I done lots. You know what? I pull the shots. I was a young boss. Learned from the best. Now I pull the shots.
That's another collaboration between Wiley and JME called The Shots. Two boy better know legends.
Damn straight.
Wiley the man of many crews as well.
Well, what's happening with Roll Deep nowadays?
I heard there was going to be a return.
I did.
I don't know if it's been put back or if I just got the dates wrong and it hasn't and it's not sort of imminent yet.
Yeah.
If you get what I'm saying. But how have you been, Reese?
I'm really suffering at the moment. I've got the sorest shoulders.
Right.
Really, and it's been for a few days now, and I can't.
Is that a hint? Have you just found out that Natalie's just passed like a massage sort of NVQ or something?
Well,
B-Tech massage.
B-Tech. HND.
She always finishes on the face as well, Natalie. So.
I've had a face massage before.
Ooh. Really?
Not, yeah, yeah.
So, in fact, I've had many face massages.
Have you?
Yeah.
Isn't that not just bouncers grabbing you by the face?
Oh, right. You meant legit. No. No, I've never had one, no. Oh. No, I've had a few. Yeah, especially in Asia, the partial to a face massage before a shoot or show.
Solicited, right?
No, no, no.
These are like, these just are walk like up to you mid-conversation.
Behind the we're
right. Yeah. Stop. Do you need a face massage now?
Yeah, yeah, I do. Just getting, just thinking about it's made me all a bit giddy.
Do they massage your lips?
No, but they get the massage all like everywhere. Really, a lip massage would be weird.
I'd love a lip massage.
Like a lip massage, a kiss.
Yeah, true. Depending on what part of your body you use. Then again, you'd be kissing someone's hand. Effectively, well, are they massaging your lips or are you kissing their hand? It's one of those riddles, isn't it, that we'll probably never ever get to the bottom of. So we should probably just swerve it completely now.
Yeah. So I've got sore shoulders. Natalie, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm looking forward to the guests that are in today. I'm pretty excited.
Damn straight.
Yeah. Who are the guests that we have today, Natalie?
We have his name is quite hard to say. I find Lloyd Griffiths.
Lloyd Griffiths.
Griffiths.
Yep. Yep.
I feel like it. Be easier if it was Lloyd Griffiths.
Yeah.
So we should maybe tell him that.
We'll ask him if he'll change it.
Griffiths and Aura as well.
Yes.
To the studio.
Good friend of mine, Aura's passing through. Talk about a new release.
I'm excited for these guests today.
So am I. Yeah. It's kind of it's very eclectic.
Yeah.
The list of two guests.
Yeah.
Can you call it a list?
Yeah.
Yeah. Go on then. It's very very eclectic. We have Lloyd Griffiths from Soccer AM.
Well, you can say it, so that's good.
Well, I cheat and say Griffiths.
That is his name.
Well, it's Griffith.
What?
I'm using two F's to cheat, whereas
yeah,
you should use a TH.
As someone from London, it sounds the same if you replace a TH with an F or a V.
Does
because
it?
You lot do that with all words.
Mm. Yeah.
I read something recently that in, I can't remember, how, like 50 years it might be, that dialect will change completely, so mother will actually be a word, M-U-V-V-A.
I hope that never happens.
Like that. Well, it always, but people have said that for years because, for example, like we say mum. Mum is a real word, but that stems from mother. And if you would ever said anything other than mother, they'd have been like, oh, I hope it never changes to like.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, whatever. True. So, but it's now that we're in this age of like text speak and all these other abbreviations, I won't be able to passively aggressively correct people when they use text speak if it all just descends into. What am I going to do with my spare time?
I bet this is what Shakespeare said when does instead of doth. Do you know what I mean?
No, but Shakespeare used to introduce a bit of slang apparently. In some of his
he invented a lot of words.
Exactly.
Like to be in a pickle. He invented that, didn't he?
He was probably the nemesis or the kind of bane of a lot of other writers' existence because they were like, how's he, this motherfucker, so popular? This motherfucker wrote the Bible and he can't even write properly.
And I bet he was genuinely making mistakes or thought they were real words.
There's probably a bunch of typos, but they just invented some new words. No one corrected
the word typo wasn't invented then, so no one could accuse him of it.
It would have been if he had said it.
Yeah.
True, he probably invented it.
I used Mardy.
Probably invented typo before typing was a thing.
Yeah.
I used Mardy in my GCSE exams. Not a real word.
Oh.
Well, not really, no.
No.
It's definitely not in the dictionary.
And I genuinely believe that it was a word that the whole...
Apart from
English speaking population.
Apart from
used?
If you say Mardi is in like Mardi Gras.
Oh yeah.
I think it means Tuesday in a certain language, right?
French.
No, because
Mardi is
Mardi.
No, lundi, mardi, mercredi, jeudi, vendredi, samedi.
You're absolutely right.
Mercredi.
Mon français c'est
lundi, mardi, mercredi.
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 I like dimanche the best.
Dimanche.
Dimanche. Sounds like a French feast.
I don't know what.
Where you going? Going over to dimanche. You know what I mean? Man's going to manche.
Dimanche is Sunday. Oh, it sounds like a Sunday as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, dimanche. It just sounds like you've just eaten loads. You've had a roast.
I'm
going to
get dimanching. Do you know?
Yeah. Well, it's like, you know, why have you got the itis? Why can't you move? Do you know what I mean?
Dimanche.
Yeah.
Massive manche. But then mange does mean like manger is to eat.
Manger
is, but dimanche is spelled C-H.
I know, it sounds, I know. Thank you.
Yeah.
For making me look like an idiot there.
Well, that's a nice, a French lesson. Lesson?
Lesson, a French lesson with Sean Connery.
That's the section of the show that I like. We should do a new language every week.
We should.
I only know French.
Oh, well, that's that short feature.
I know a little bit of Russian. We'll drop that in next week.
Do you?
Yeah.
Can't you ease us in with something a bit easier first?
Shall I just tell you I don't understand in Russian?
Yeah,
sorry, in case you have it. It's Yanni Pony Mayu.
Yanni Pony Mayu.
No,
that means that I don't understand.
And then da, sorry, is yes.
Da.
Okay, cool. Those are the only two things that I'm going to need in Russia. Just yes, and I don't understand.
And niet, which is no.
Okay, well, those three things will get me
You'll
by.
You'll get by in life.
And
you know,
like, please stop tapping my phone as well. That might be a good one in Russia.
Absolutely.
As well.
Very, very, very.
Yeah.
like a lot of pace
and look into your political views on certain things as well. That'd be a good one to learn, like homosexuality.
I think
that's a sentence we should all learn. In Russian.
I love Putin would be an excellent one to say. You have to say that.
Get
if you're
by
in Russia.
With that
if you're in Russia, for God's sake, true. You have to say that.
You'd fully get by with that one.
Yeah.
Has anyone seen Death of Stalin? I went to see that
no,
the other day.
I'd like to.
I think it's great. I've seen it twice.
We've got loads of stuff to talk about. You've been to watch a few films and premieres, haven't you? We went to
I went to the I also went to the Murder on the Orient Express.
Oh.
So premieres is in plural, yeah.
So is that the one, I want to say Jude Law, is he in the film?
Jude Law's not in the film.
Who am I thinking of that's
Johnny
hot?
Depp?
No, not him.
Nah.
Not Johnny. Do you know, I have got a weird thing for him. I know it is. They're not like, Kenneth Branagh, I think, is a bit hot.
Oh, yes, he plays Poirot.
Yes.
Yeah. I think he directed it as well.
He probably did. He does it all, does Kenneth.
Yeah, it was nice seeing. I was sitting in the Royal Albert Hall because that's where the premiere was, and there was a huge screen set up, so we got to watch all the red carpet interviews in the discomfort of the chairs at the Royal Albert Hall, because they're not built for cinema.
No,
they're not built for cinema. They're built for rich people that can always maintain a straight back and never slouch as a matter of principle.
Well, did you see Dame Judy?
On pain of death.
Dame Judy,
do
you see her?
Dame Judy Dench, I did, yeah. Lethal Bizzle's mother-in-law, I did see her.
Penelope Cruz was there, I believe.
She was there.
Yeah.
I saw, I won't mention that man again. I saw...
Have you ever seen Dame Judy Dench and Lethal Bizzle in the same room at the same time?
Of course I have, yeah.
Yeah.
They did a rendition with my own eyes.
Yeah.
I was going to say they might as well have put them on the moon.
Yeah.
What, you think that Lethal Bizzle and Dame Judy
are the same person?
Well, tell me they're not.
Dame Judy Dench is Lethal Bizzle in whiteface.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's
what Reese is trying to say.
No, I'm just saying it's like probably like a big zip up suit. Maybe. Do you know what I mean? It just goes over the top. Do you know like how on Scooby-Doo the masks were great?
Yeah, one day
that.
She's going to get rumbled, isn't she?
Someone's going to strap it, pull
she's
it off.
She's going to snag a fingertip on like a barbed wire fence in like a film, and then her whole suit's going to come off and she'll be revealed as a Maxwell Ansar, a.k.a.
Lethal Bizzle. He goes,
would have made it if it wasn't for the pesky kids.
What if it was Lethal Bizzle playing Dame Judy and he'd been around for a lot longer?
That's what we're saying.
No, because I think it has to be Dame Judy because she's older.
She's the real person and Lethal Bizzle is an alter ego. Mm-hmm.
Who says Lethal Bizzle is a human being and not a
cyborg?
Like a god kind of. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Here's another question. How high are you on a scale of 1 to 10?
Yeah. Right now, that's a great. I'm going to go for a 9.5.
I'm going to answer that one myself. Actually, I'm not.
I'm going to go for maybe a full 10.
Yeah. Full 10. I love a full 10. Mm. Speaking of things that I love the stories that we get in and talk about. I love the people whom we try to help. Not the antagonists, though.
No.
Just the kind of bumbling people that might make mistakes and need a bit of advice.
If that's you as well.
You could
email us, probably.
You could indeed.
You could do that at hump@foobarradio.com.
Or tweet to us.
At Foobar Radio.
Because we love you all as well, and we would love to impart some knowledge to you, tell you how to get on with life better. Let's talk about the ingenious women in China who bought a house. That in itself sounds pretty anticlimactic, doesn't it?
It does. And also, I tell you why, it's my bad. Woman.
Okay, right. So there's been a grammatical error in the headline.
I hold my hands up there.
It's the ingenious woman in China who
she's
bought
a house.
She's
still ingenious. She's bloody ingenious, actually.
How do you know it's not two little people in a big coat?
Could be someone like the Lethal Bizzle, Judy Dench situation.
Exactly.
I stand by women, then.
Could be minions.
Yeah.
I saw it in a film once. I think it was a documentary about Gru. You know?
Gru?
Yeah. Anyway,
I hope this is answering your question of how high we are on a scale of 1 to 10.
I'm going to say a full 10 again. I'm going to ding that for that. Yeah.
The fact that I see Despicable Me as a documentary should definitely be some indication. Should offer some indication as to how high I am right now.
Well,
a crafty female from China has performed the ultimate hustle to raise funds for a home deposit. The scheme involved her convincing her 20 boyfriends, an ingenious move anyway.
Yeah.
We can stop there.
Yeah.
The scheme involved her convincing her 20 boyfriends. Next story. to buy her 20 new iPhone 7s, which she then sold for enough money to put a down payment on a house.
Yes.
Using the pseudonym Proud Kioba, a blogger gave a detailed description of how the hustle was performed by a colleague of hers dubbed Jaoli. Proud Kioba said she was utterly surprised when Jaoli revealed she sold 20 iPhones to a mobile phone recycling plant for £17,815 and then used that money for her house deposit. She wrote in the blog, "Everyone in the office is talking about this now. Who knows what her boyfriends think now this news has become public."
Wait, so do the boyfriends know about each other?
I highly doubt it. I mean, it's tough to keep them all secret, but I wouldn't imagine they'd know about each other.
Unless they're like, I don't know, some sort of team.
She's already got 20 houses. Such a,
no, she's got 20 boyfriends. Oh, she can go and stay at 20 boyfriends. Well,
no, but she doesn't own them.
No, she doesn't own them.
She owns this shit.
Through them.
What should
we? No, through her own ingenious.
It's a good plan.
It's not through them.
It would be more
ingenious.
They
didn't do a damn thing.
They bought the phones.
Well, she sold them at a marked up price.
Yeah, yeah.
It'd be more ingenious if she'd married each of them.
How?
One by one.
But then that's committing.
Yeah, but marry one, divorce.
She doesn't want it. She just wants a house.
Dude, do you know how long that's going to take to marry 20 people?
Yeah, but then think how much more you're getting than the value of one iPhone. If you
Over the course of like 40 years, you're going to want to try and make 20 bags.
You'd make more than 20 bags. You'd probably make 20 bags a time.
But
what
it's
I'm saying.
40 years of your life.
Yeah, so it's like flipping a property. You buy one, you flip it, then you sell it, and you make 20
grand. Yeah, but you don't wait 40 years before you sell it, mate.
No,
yeah.
So what I'm saying is, you could marry someone, divorce at the end of the year, half. Next boyfriend, marry him, you've got 20 bags in your pocket, next boyfriend, and then you're shedding them down so you don't have to focus on 20.
That is the worst hustle.
That's the best hustle.
No. Never ever become a hustler, man. Stay legit your whole life.
So what if one of them, is a millionaire? Right, so out of 20,
they're what ifs. You've got to go on what you know.
Well, I know that all of them have got enough to buy her an iPhone 7.
Exactly, but she had to commit this act to find that out, though.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Think about it. If you all of a sudden go, forget the iPhones, let's get married.
No, because
isn't that going to make if your missus came up to you and went a bit brass right now? Got this little way to make some peas, but I need some help from you first. Yeah, could you buy me 7 iPhones and then I'll make the money back and then maybe I'll give you a cut or something. And then you went, yeah, cool. And then like. Where she went, actually.
No, yeah. You're not
Should
seeing
we just
what I'm
get
saying.
Married?
No, you're not seeing what I'm saying. All right. If you marry someone and you get divorced, you're entitled to half in the divorce. Yeah.
Mm.
So imagine.
But that's depending on certain factors, though.
Yeah, there might be a prenup that says you can't
right.
do that.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And then get an iPhone off that prenup. One. What do you skip that one and ask for iPhones instead of marriage?
Yeah.
Maybe she's not greedy. She just wants one house.
She's just smart.
She's not greedy. She's got 20 boyfriends.
That's not greedy. That's not a tangible. Greedy. That's not a commodity. That's a means to an end.
Yeah. She's keeping her options open.
20.
She smashed it.
I think she smashed it.
She made 20 bags quickly.
Yeah.
You get me? She made 20 bags in 40 Tinder swipes.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Rather than 40 years. What,
would you buy your girlfriend an iPhone the day you met her?
No, it's not the, no, wouldn't
it be
not the day.
It might not necessarily be the day.
But that's what I'm saying. Or that early on in a relationship from the beginning. So these
if
have
I,
got
if
to
I could
be,
afford it, yeah.
You're
if I could afford it, I would.
Better man than I, Mr. Payne.
Yeah. You wouldn't even buy an iPhone 1, would you?
No. You wouldn't even hold a girl's hair back if she was vomiting in your bathroom. So there's
but
that.
Then, the other day, me and you went out.
Yeah.
And there was a guy in the street in the rain throwing up.
Very true.
I rubbed his back and tried to get him a taxi home.
Very true.
Well, that does mean you're married now.
Yeah, and we did lips as well. Sorry, I should have put that in.
That's how it works. Anyway,
Reese did lips, his vomit covered face.
Yeah, I did. I should have mentioned that, really, shouldn't I?
Oh,
yeah.
God. Okay. Well, anyway, I like her. Please continue.
I like her a lot. Proud Jolie didn't come from a wealthy family, so she had to think outside the box to raise the funds for a home. The boxes all contained iPhones. She wrote, her parents are getting old and she might be under a lot of pressure hoping to buy them a house. Yeah. But it's still unbelievable that she could use this method. Making the feat even more impressive is the fact that the iPhone 7 was only launched on September 17th this year, which means Xiaoli hustled quickly. Users on China's microblogging site Sina Weibo have been expressing admiration for the smart cookie. One wrote, I can't even find one boyfriend. She can actually find 20 boyfriends at the same time and even get them to buy her an iPhone 7. I just want to ask her to teach me such skills. However, not all agree with other users labelling her shameless. It's more than likely Xiaoli Isn't too bothered by the negative comments as she's busy moving into her new place and juggling 20 boyfriends.
She doesn't care about what someone's saying on social media. She's got a nice house. Probably, 20 guys.
Exactly. Probably blocked them all on her, like, myriad phones.
Exactly.
Myriad mobile telecommunication devices. Imagine how many iPads she's got as well.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I think I love her. I think she's, for me, that's a life goal. She's brilliant. Like, what? That's a smart move. That's a smart plan. I want a house. I don't have the deposit for it. Let me think what I can do. Date 20 guys, get some phones, sell it, get a deposit, done deal.
Absolutely.
I'll rate hustlers every time. Anyone who pulls off a...
If you can make someone give you something, you haven't taken it from them, you haven't used force, you've purely tricked them. Mm. I think, do you know what? Fool me once, you know. Apart from if you do it to an old person. Yeah. I can't stand people that defraud the elderly. Do you know what I mean? Someone that should have their wits about them, teach them a little lesson from, like, the other side of the Atlantic or the Pacific or wherever the fuck you are in the world. Boy, like, my mate got hustled out of a laptop.
Pete?
And I was like to him, boy, you know.
Okay. Well, with that in mind, could both of you please buy me an iPhone 7?
Yes.
No.
Oh, it's okay. All I need is one. I got my deposit. Thank you.
Deposit
thank
on a house
you,
for £700.
I've got it. No, I've got the other 19 guys have chipped in. Okay, I just need one more. So it's fine.
Are you two? Are you two,
I'll take the money off anyone for the house.
I'm a sugar daddy, mate.
Yeah. Ah, okay.
Mm. I give her phones
and sugar.
Yeah. And sugar as well. Sugar's expensive.
Oh, okay.
These
oh, right.
Days.
Yeah, yeah. And you're actually a dad as well.
And so. I am her dad.
Yeah. So all makes sense.
All of it makes perfect. And I'm made of sugar. So
yeah. All right. Cool. Yeah. Now I get it. Now.
Sugar and spice.
Well, you are the sweetest guy I know.
Hey, give him a ding.
No. I mean, that was a ugh. Sorry, that's a new
I wanted
noise.
Like a more ugh. Romantic. Yeah, no.
Oh,
romantic vomit. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know about that from the other night, so
that's true.
Should we play a quick song?
Yeah. It's Food Bar Radio.
And release our yesterday. We'll be stars. It's the nights like these that take our breath away. Can we paint in colors of love? Can we find the words to say that you're my favorite? You are blue and you kiss the color of morning. Your eyes, the sunrise, and mine, the blinding moon. Baby, I come alive at the times that I'm with you. Lazy days we lay are amazing. I'm so faded, breathing you. For some reason, I need you. Should we fight this feeling, fearing that we are too involved? Is it far too fast? Will it last? Am I asking too much? Is this human? Or is our design a divine and crazy love? Is this heaven? Have you ever felt like this before? Your eyes, the sunrise, and mine, the blinding moon. Baby, I come alive at the times that I'm with you. Lazy days we lay are amazing. I'm so faded, breathing you. For some reason, I need you.
Color ring of you loving me. This is golden. So bright and bold. So bright. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah, Kojo, I'm free to you.
SOS.
Yeah.
Them gal a wine on the edge. Kingston gal a wine to your neck. African gal a wine on your man. Every gal a wine if you can. Them gal a wine on the edge. Kingston gal a wine to your neck. African gal a wine on your man. Every gal a wine if you can.
That major love gave us paper cuts. All I do, strict one, come take with us. Might do it straight, there's no chasing love. And that's a sign that I'm crossing, I've lost anything. Yeah, but me lucky that me still there, road there, road there. Karma still spinning around by that road there. Told me that he's standing the dance, running the dance. Said she didn't wanna come, I told her, come as you are. Just come as you are, come as you are. I can give you everything if that is what you want. I can be your everything if that is what you want. Here's a little Hennessy for splashing on your girls, yeah. So imagine if I told you that I want you. Imagine if it all came true. Here's a little remedy for rubbing a yard. Cause anything or anything, you're rolling with a boss. So
tell me why you want. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know you want the best of me, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know that I'm your remedy, yeah. Baby, just don't play no games. Baby, can you come my way? Cause I'm a boss and I'm here to stay.
My name is right, yeah, that's me again. Running back and forth with a lead of them. Yeah, I rock your boat where I see again. And then I'll be an anchor for you. Hold you down like an anchor would do. Carry your coat, carry your home. The man and you know, you won't tell me nana. Back in the zone, you're never alone. Together we roll, I mean I'll let go of your nana.
Murder, she wrote. She killing it again, give it to them, giving it to them all. Murder, she wrote. Murder, she wrote. Murder, she wrote. She killing it again, give it to them, giving it to them all. Murder, she wrote.
Tell me why you want.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know you want the best of me, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know that I'm your remedy, yeah. Baby, just don't play no games. Baby, can you come my way? Cause I'm a boss and I'm here to stay.
Don't you lose focus, focus. Baby, just hold on. Hold on, me, I got you two strokers. Strokers, I will you bend over. Me grab head, toes, knees and shoulders. Shoulders, so don't lose focus. Focus, I think them don't know us. Know us, cause anytime we roll up, we look like hundreds and thousands.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know you want the best of me, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know that I'm your remedy, yeah. Baby, just don't play no games. Baby, can you come my way? Cause I'm a boss and I'm here to stay.
Tell me why you want.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know you want the best of me, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know that I'm your remedy, yeah. Baby, just don't play no games. Baby, can you come my way? Cause I'm a boss and I'm here to stay.
Tottenham gal a wine on the edge. Kingston gal a wine to your neck. African gal a wine on your man. Every gal a wine if you can. Tottenham gal a wine on the edge. Kingston gal a wine to your neck. African gal a wine on your man. Every gal a wine if you can.
That's Wretch 3-2 featuring Kojo Funds and Jelani. Sorry. That's a big tune. That.
Massive tune.
It's mad, massive. Right? We had to play that song, which has a very big Whitney Houston sample in it, right? And speaking of sampling divas, we only played that song because we were doing our fucking heads in trying to figure out the sample that was in, wasn't it?
Cara Marnie's Golden
track, Golden samples Shirley Bassey's Golden Eye. And I was trying to say that.
Diamonds
Are Forever.
Goldfinger.
Sorry, I knew it was something to do with a precious substance.
Annoying us so much.
Oh, that we had to play two songs in a row just while we figured it out.
Well, Reese has tweeted her in the meantime to ask.
He has, yeah.
I've deleted the tweet now.
Right, okay.
Oh, now you know the answer.
Now she's going to get the notification and she's going to think, oh, someone's trolling me.
Yeah, it was me. It was an unsolicited nude and I changed my mind at the last minute. So I just...
Gold member.
Reese doesn't really send nudes to random.
No, I don't.
You have to know him, don't you?
I try not to send nudes at all.
Oh.
Try not to.
Yeah.
It's like he's got this affliction.
Just sometimes, though, yeah. I just can't help
sometimes
it.
Sometimes I do, you know.
Sleep nude sending again.
What does nudes... Does nudes definitely count as genitals? Or could you just send, like, a face with no makeup on and go nude?
Or a certain shade of makeup.
An arm with no top on and go, that's a nude. Like, yeah. What does it count as being a nude?
It's got to just be... You have to be able to describe it as...
Just think about your answer before you make it, because you know in the future if you text someone, ask for a nude, and they send you an arm back and then say, well, no, you said that's a nude, you're going to be so angry.
In the past I've told people that I was going to send them nudes and just sent them certain shades of, like, lipstick photographs.
Yeah.
It's just a joke.
I've done that. I sent a statue, naked statue. You can do those. Tights and have nude. There's going to be nude, all kinds
lots
of nude.
Lots of nude stuff.
Yeah.
Flying about that doesn't have to be your dick and balls.
Yeah, there's shades of makeup brands that are nude.
I do not condone these types of jokes. Do not get someone's hopes up when they ask for a nude by not sending them a nude.
Yeah, you're very strongly into nudes, aren't you?
I am a big fan of nudes.
Are you?
I'm a big fan of nudes
which
as
bit
well.
Of the, which bit of the nude do you like?
I'm an arse man.
Yeah, same.
So you like a bum nude?
Yeah.
Okay, not a boob nude.
Nah.
No, I don't. I'm not saying no boob nudes. I'm not opposed to a boob nude.
What about a Pikachu?
No,
nude?
I don't want to look at
Pikachu's always nude.
Yeah. No, I don't want to look at vaginas. Really,
don't want to look at vaginas. Just
but, no, I love vaginas, and don't get me wrong. I feel like vaginas are great, very warm and welcoming. Do you know what I mean? Vaginas are actually really nice.
Mm.
Just not really.
They're not sexy though.
No.
What? Vaginas aren't sexy.
Do you think penises are?
No, not at all. Well, I think penises are a bit like men, really.
I mean,
they just
nice.
Like swing about, just thinking in the balls, forgive the pun. You know what I mean? Just like, and then when you know, they see, when they get aroused, they're just straight up there. Do you know what I mean? And just
like
a bit forward with it. And I feel like, and then I suppose vaginas are a bit like women, you know, the more reserved, if they're into someone, they don't show it. Do you know what I mean? But they have the...
Yeah. But if you're going to you have to specify then. Because if you said, I'd like a nude, can I have a nude, please? And I'm sure that's how you'd phrase it.
I've been sent some weird sex videos in the past that I've been like, what? Do you think I was into this?
Is that how you ask for nudes, Nat? Can I have a nude, please?
If it would be okay, I'd be ever so happy if you could send me a nude, please.
Damn.
And then I just get...
It's a bit like...
Please, may I get a nude?
Please, can I have a nude?
I put their, you know, I put hey, comma, then their name. New paragraph. Indentation.
And why you think you deserve a nude.
You know what I mean? I send a full email. I email for nudes, you know?
Right.
Like, hey, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Hope you're well.
I put dear sir. Or dear sir, madam.
Yeah, like I CC people writer. In when I send, when I ask for nudes.
I write a letter and inside I put a blank piece of paper with a, you know, insert Polaroid here.
Yeah.
And I like to get the nude as a, you know, it's a bit more personal.
Yeah.
As a Polaroid.
I'd sign off with best wishes as well.
Absolutely. Or just best.
Best. Your
just
best nude.
You
your
know,
best nude.
Signature so they can, you know, see the socials.
Can't wait to hear back from you.
Do you have to do a PS? If it could be a bum nude, that would be preferable.
Yeah, that would be preferable, but I'm not ruling anything out.
In my footer on my email, it says what my preferences are.
Oh, yeah.
Just in case someone is just thinking of sending me a nude anyway without...
Yeah.
So you would both like to get a photo of a bum?
Well, see, now that we're talking about, you know, homophones and stuff, do you mean like a guy just like sleeping homeless on the street?
Well, you have to clarify. Yeah, I don't know. I'd say a bottom.
I would quite like if I asked someone for a photo of a bum and they sent me back like a 1950s guy with like fingerless clubs.
Oh, yeah, Fagin. They just sent you a photo of Fagin from Oliver Twist.
Yeah,
because he definitely existed.
I don't know what the idea of sending a nude is. So that you can have fun with yourself when you're alone.
No,
is that it? Why do you want a nude?
I don't really wank over nudes.
Well, why do you want one then?
Sometimes.
It's a stimulant.
It's a stimulant.
For what?
There you
exactly
go.
For you to masturbate.
I'll get horny, then I'll masturbate over like porn.
Oh, okay.
You don't just sort of like hold the phone in your hand. Crack one off.
To a picture of someone in a thong.
And you know when your phone keeps locking after a minute? You're wanking with your fingerprint hand as well. So you've got to switch hands. It's all long, mate.
Well, if that's the case, then why don't you just look at some porn that's got bums in it?
No, Dad, do it. I watch like when I search for porn, I normally search fat ass.
I bet you that exists.
Bum porn.
There's porn for everything.
Bum porn exists.
Yeah, of course it does. There's porn for everything now.
I was watching a brand new category of porn.
What is it?
Just threesomes. I never really got into. I mean, I've had a.
Don't think that's new.
No, but one for me. I've never really been into. I'm not into it. It turns out.
Just three women or three guys or a guy and three a guy and two women.
Three guys and.
I just showed how I can't count now. A guy and three women.
I've heard a story about
about me.
No, about a threesome. I've just remembered from someone that I'm not going to say any names. Well, you don't know him, so it doesn't matter. But
he's not a legendary British singer, is he? I'm joking. I was making a joke that I can't explain there.
No, that's not. There was a female that I that had a threesome.
Was that it?
No, I don't think you were part of it.
What, at the threesome?
I wasn't in the threesome. I don't believe this story.
But it might be one of the weirdest things I've ever heard. But the boyfriend agreed to have a threesome with another guy. But only if the guy wore a mask of the boyfriend's face.
Amazing.
Okay.
Amazing. Absolutely genius.
And they did it.
I would have to get a guy. I mean, there's a lot of people who look like me.
Right.
You just delve into the fashion industry and just pick one out. But yeah, or a Courtois. But I bet he's got if someone's got like an unreal length. Do you know what I mean?
Well, how are you turning up to this threesome and then going, oh, that's great. Can you get naked and can you pop this mask on? It's still it's of my boyfriend's face.
Why have you already got the mask?
Yeah, you'd have to roll around in the mask. You'd have to, I don't want to see you ever. If you're going to be fucking my girlfriend in front of me, yeah? You better
face.
Come round in that mask.
But wouldn't that be funny doing it anyway?
You better be me. Not even right. You better be me.
Furthermore, I'll pay for cosmetic surgery so you can literally, we'll do a face-off team.
But wouldn't you find it funny anyway? One, that your girlfriend's there, but two, that the other person you're looking at is just you.
I'd want them wearing a mask of my girlfriend.
It's weird.
Wait, that's weird.
Yeah.
You'd want them wearing a mask of your girlfriend.
Yeah, no, I realised what I said when I said it. Let's not.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, I would. No, but you're onto something there, though. I'd want them to maybe wear a mask of a woman.
But what?
Yeah. But it just wouldn't happen.
I mean, I'd prefer no masks if possible.
I just wouldn't have a threesome involving my girl. I don't have a girlfriend. If I did, I wouldn't want a threesome that she's involved in.
Oh, you'd leave her home and go out and do it.
And just me and the guy.
Just
me and the guy in a mask.
That's not, okay, kind of is a threesome with a mask, isn't it? The mask is the third person. So yeah, that counts, I think. I think that counts as a threesome.
Yeah.
What?
You, a person and a mask. Because they're putting
just a mask, no person.
Yeah, because they're putting on the face of someone else.
There isn't third person, not just a mask.
It's not gonna be just a mask of you. It's gonna be a mask of, I don't know, anyone that you can be a mask of anybody.
Yeah.
I've got my Jake Gyllenhaal mask, so
you stay at home with the mask.
Got on here. Yeah.
Do you make all?
All of the guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And with you, I think I don't know, but you're always up to something or on a date.
I am.
Yeah.
I've never said that.
You're always, I've got to go for drinks. Who are you with? Oh, you know, just a friend. Mm. Just a friend.
Yeah,
really
exactly.
Abruptly.
Yeah,
exactly.
And then you just you get in a taxi and you disappear into the night.
That's right.
Well, sometimes into the day.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's good for day dates are fun too, aren't they?
Yeah, why not?
Afternoon delight.
Yeah. Afternoon delight.
That was some R&B-esque. That's like moonlighting, you know. She's really an R&B singer.
Afternoon delight.
Did you see the way she said it as well? It was proper delight.
You were thinking about something, weren't you?
Yeah,
you
something popped in. That mask, I mean, not me, wasn't the mask, wasn't me. Whoopsie. Shall we get into a song and bring in our first guest?
Yeah, I think we should.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't wanna hurt nobody, buddy. I don't wanna lose your love, your love. I don't wanna hear no stories. I just wanna feel your touch. When I'm with you, I get higher, higher, higher. Oh, oh, oh. When I'm with you, I get higher, higher, higher. Oh, oh, oh. You already know. I don't wanna hurt nobody, buddy. I don't wanna lose your love, your love. I don't wanna hear no stories. I just wanna feel your touch. When I'm with you, I get higher, higher, higher.
Heartbreak here on the way to bigger monopolies. They're trying to tempt me, but it don't bother me. Get the money, flip, 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 yeah, that's the policy. Didn't believe it, but now they follow me. Just used to front on me, now they're onto me, honestly. I don't f***ing if they ain't quality. So when I saw you, I knew where I wanna be. You're so nice, didn't wanna leave. And we hit it for the first time, body on me. Yeah, I love it when we slow grind. Yeah, we OD, making love under the moonlight. Baby, you're so fine, oh my. Came from top my emotions. I heard it with my hand, but he's a needed guy. Future is looking so bright, so let's just give it a try. But I don't wanna hurt nobody, buddy. I don't wanna lose your love, I don't wanna hear no stories. I just wanna feel your touch. When I'm with you, I get higher, 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 higher. When I'm with you, I get higher, 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 higher. You already know. She's used to pretenders. I pulled up and flexed up. No time for siestas. We just fiesta, fiesta. Gave you life, no charger. The starters. Press stroke in the nana. When you go slow, I come harder. So nice, didn't wanna leave. And we hit it for the first time. Body on me, yeah, I love it when we slow grind. Yeah, we OD, making love under the moonlight. Baby, you're so fine, oh man. Came through, taught my emotions. I heard it with my man, but he's a needed guy. The future is looking so bright, so let's just give it a try. But I don't wanna hurt nobody, nobody. I don't wanna lose your love, I don't wanna hear no stories. I just wanna feel your touch. When I'm with you, I get higher, 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 higher. No, when I'm with you, I get higher, 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 higher. No, you already know. I don't wanna hurt nobody, nobody. I don't wanna lose your love, I don't wanna hear no stories, stories. I just wanna feel your touch. When I'm with you, I get higher, 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 higher. No, when I'm with you, I get higher, 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 higher. No,
that's Higher by Cassian. Or is it Cassian?
Could be either.
Could be either. It could be Cashin.
Yeah. He'll answer to anything, so it's fine.
We are joined in the studio right now by our first special guest of today. It's none other than Lloyd Griffith.
Hello.
Oh. Hello, sir.
Yeah, we're cool.
Yeah, we are.
Why was I the first one to clap?
I'm clapping.
Do you see the kind of...
Yeah, I know.
See what I'm dealing with here?
You're on your own there, mate.
I'm on my own at it.
We clapped.
Really, I clapped.
You have to lead the clap.
Thank you, Reese. Natalie just out here waiting for us.
Wow.
Path.
Sorry.
Unbelievable.
You don't listen. You don't have to listen to anything she says during the course of this interview.
I will do.
Thank you.
How rude.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm only joking.
I know.
I know you two are friends anyway, so...
We've known each other years, haven't
we? We have, haven't we? Yeah.
Bare years.
We met when you came in here, actually, for an interview in Edinburgh, didn't we? And then I got you confused with another comedian.
Oh, who was it?
It's Danny McLaughlin.
Danny McLaughlin?
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Who's actually.
Every time you come in. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
she's parring.
I still call you Danny, I think.
He's a very attractive and also thinner man than I am, so I'll take that any day of the week.
Fair play. Fair play. Got off on another one, Nat.
What?
You got off on another one. I like it. You're smooth, though.
Thank you. You're very smooth.
Thank you. But anyway, it's all about you, Lloyd.
Thank you, mate.
For coming in, bro.
Thanks very much. As I said, I've paid the congestion charge. I've driven in today.
Yeah.
£5 to park down this road as well.
Not after 4:30. It's free. Sorry, Lloyd.
Well, I've been absolutely murked.
Why didn't you say? If you said you were driving, I could have said to you.
Who booked you? Natalie.
Yeah, but I didn't. How am I supposed to know he's driving?
Natalie is your fiver.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, 100%.
Definitely.
I've paid.
And how much was congestion charge? She says she'll cover that too.
£11.
Hmm, I'll pay your rent this month. If you want.
Oh, you heard that. You heard that.
No, to be fair, what I've done here is I've paid for an hour. But that covers me until half 10 in the morning. So I've actually paid for 17 hours, 43 minutes by mistake. When I could have just stayed in the car for two more minutes and just not paid. Yeah.
Ah, I mean, there are signs, Lloyd, to be fair, that say 4:30 it's free.
Let's be honest, 4:30 is a weird time to stop parking.
That is a very strange time to have a cut off.
I mean, £5.
And to be fair, you might forget something and need to come back and park up to look for it.
Yeah.
For 17 hours.
Yeah.
Well, 17 hours
small.
After. Yeah, absolutely. You never know.
Well, let's see what happens.
You might drop your bow tie.
I'm actually going to wear a normal black tie.
Okay.
Yeah. With a tux?
Yeah.
You are crazy, aren't you?
Not a normal tuxedo shirt, like a white shirt.
Oh, okay.
But with a black. So the actual tuxedo, it's black.
Nice.
With velvet trim that I'm wearing tonight. White shirt.
Tatler party.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I think so.
Are you tempted to kind of drive, you know, 9/10 of the way there, stop round the corner, get some randomer to get in the driver's seat and then pull up to the party with you in the back and you can pretend it's chauffeur driven?
I have a driver anyway. Yeah. So I mean,
he's outside.
Is he waiting in the corner?
Yeah.
Amazing.
I pay for parking. No, I'm joking. I'm driven myself. But, I've got massage seats in the car.
What?
I'm sure that Soccer AM's getting your massage.
Yeah, I was
going to
say that's Soccer AM money. Yeah, yeah. The M stands for massage.
Massage seats in the Volvo XC90. Yeah.
No, but the thing is, Volvo, man, they're underrated. Underrated, bro, as
your
car
keys,
manufacturers.
Your key's bigger than my old car.
It's like a big...
Oh, that's what you thought was a phone earlier.
Yeah, it's quite large. I thought you were trapping. I thought, no wonder he's got that car.
Honestly, this isn't an advert for Volvo, but... The new ranges are like, it's like you're driving a Jag.
Honestly,
it's insane,
dude. Those cars have. I feel like Volvo's been amazing from a while ago, but they were just so underrated. Volvo and Citroen. Yeah.
Do you know what? And it's weird as well. And again, not an advert for Volvo, but I'm
out now at 299999.
Yeah. Well, 599999. I mean, they're expensive, mate. But it's going well. The when you're driving down the street, people like, look at the car and then they go, oh, and because they're like going, oh, it's a Volvo. Mm. And you're going, yeah.
As a Volvo, it will never break down.
Yeah, man, never reliable.
Your
as fuck.
grandkids are going to be driving that around.
Yeah, true, but you need to have a wife for that.
Well, Volvo chat is good, but we've skimmed over. You're going to a Tatler party. What's that an aid of? Why are you going?
A friend invited me. I think it's the Tatler Little Black Book party, which is like their... eligible match or like singles party.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Right. So maybe your grandkids will be driving it.
Yeah, maybe. Find myself a daughter of a law tonight.
It's true. You're literally going to find the mother of the inheritance of your car at the Tatler party.
Hopefully. That's where I'm going.
But you're on tour at the moment, aren't you?
Yeah, I've only got 3 days left.
I was going to say, little
hat-trick. Touring since the beginning of October, done about 20 dates, and we've got 3 left. We did London on Monday, so this is a really badly timed interview.
Talk about it as if you're about to do London. Tell us how exciting it's
going to
be in the past.
Really looking forward to doing the sold out show. I don't really need to do any promo for. So this interview is cost, I'm at a loss for this interview by quite a large amount.
£16 out of pocket.
So yeah, I mean, and that's not even taking into consideration petrol.
I was going to say
diesel.
Not cheap.
So yeah, London was on Monday night at the Soho Theatre, and it was lovely. And then I've got 3 more left. We've got Manchester on Sunday, Lincoln the week after, and then Glasgow on the 26th of November.
Interesting fact, and do with this when you do your Lincoln show, but just credit me. Apparently, the military tank, was invented in Lincoln.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah. Learned that by going to Lincoln.
Have you got any more on that, or is that it?
That's all I have, I'm afraid. I think it was developed from farm machinery.
Yeah.
Obviously, the caterpillar tracks and stuff. They were developed from farm machinery. And then, apparently, that's the first whatever that word is.
There's a lot of forces bases around there as well, so you might
that would make
probably
more sense.
A little bird, well, I say a little birdie, Wikipedia told me that you're from Cleethorpes.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where I'm from. That's where people go on holiday.
Well, I was about to say, I don't know where you're from.
Nottingham.
I was going to guess it, but I mean, I was going to say.
Where's Cleethorpes?
I don't know, if you would have said Derby, and I would have been offended.
On the East Coast, of England,
America,
Natalie. She's got a weird accent. If you go to Manchester, which is on the West Coast, go the opposite side of the country, and we're there.
Okay,
it's underneath Hull and above Lincoln.
Why would somebody go to? Let's say I wanted a day trip to Cleethorpes. Yeah. What's there that I would go there to see?
Well, you basically get day trippers, so like you'd go from anywhere from like central England, and this was true up until maybe like 5-10 years ago. You'd basically go to from Doncaster, Sheffield, Rotherham, Barnsley. You'd all kind of like head over to the east or west coast. You'd either go to Grimsby, Skegness, or like Blackpool.
Okay.
And it's like that's my mum's got a guest house in Cleethorpes, which is where I'm from.
Should give a discount if I go there for the day.
No,
the way you've been treating him since you met him.
You're only owing £16.
Didn't applaud me when I came in. But yeah, no, from Cleethorpes, mate.
Yeah.
And proud.
Well, sounds Grimsby, like a nice place.
Grimsby, theoretically.
Grimsby. You're a Grimsby Town fan as well, aren't you?
Massive Grimsby.
Oh, yeah, you were telling me after earlier on, yes. Grimsby Town. Are they doing well at the moment?
Doing okay.
Yeah.
So we're just outside of the... We're 12th or 13th. 12th. Kind of like there. 12th. We're 12th. Do you support anyone?
Nottingham Forest.
Oh, right, okay. Good.
I'm a gooner.
Oh yeah,
no. Not Scanty at top of your league though.
Yeah, they are. They're absolutely smashing it.
And you're two places above Mansfield, the third shittiest club in Nottingham.
Yeah. I went to the Notts County game last season because it was like our first game back in from the in the conference. But Nottingham games are always decent games.
Yeah, it's a good
and Mansfield, to be fair.
We're
doing all right at the moment. I played actually at Grimsby last week.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're a goalkeeper, right?
I'm a goalkeeper. Yeah. You know, well, the fat kid that goes in goal. But there was a charity game for our old captain Craig Disley, who had spent 7 years at the club, and for tax reasons, you can't have a testimonial; you have to have a benefit game. So he had a benefit game, and he asked me to play in his all-star game with a load of Grimsby Town heroes. And we played against the actual Grimsby team.
Sick.
And I had to go and goal. That must have been the second half.
That must have been the best experience of your life
within
ever.
Within 1 minute of me being on the pitch, I'd given away a penalty. So, I mean, it was...
By accident on purpose?
I'm not forgetting it anytime soon. And my match shirt is available on eBay if you want to buy it. It's currently on £48 and I am the highest bidder.
Hey.
But you also got to go in goal for a penalty against Grimsby Town. So it's a win, really.
And it was at the pontoon end, which is like the Grimsby end, and they were giving me so much like abuse. It was... You know, I hate the word banter, but it was, you know, light-hearted persiflage.
I bet it's more personal coming. Do you know, obviously, there's probably only 3 Grimsby Town fans, so when they're shouting it at you, directly, it must feel a lot more personal, right?
Here we go. I'm not rising to it, mate.
I thought you were going to...
I'm not going to give you a high 6, okay?
But also... You are on Soccer AM now, presenting Soccer AM, which is massive for you, and really exciting. How did that come about?
They literally said, Lloyd, do you want to host Soccer AM? And I said, yes. And then signed that contract as quick as I could. Well, I've done a lot of football stuff over the years, and I've been on Soccer AM twice as a guest, and I always had fun, and I got along with the guys. I just think, just a fit at the time, and I've watched it for, you know, as a kid sometimes legally, so it was nice to then be able to do it, you know, and be there. So it's surreal being there every week and coming up with the show and the ideas and who are you going to get on and stuff like that.
It must be amazing. I've watched Soccer AM religiously since I was a child.
It's insane. Actually... And like a lot of the people, well, a few of the people that are there have been working on it since day one. You know, Fenners has been Tubes. There since, you know, Tubes has been there since time. Pretty much the start and stuff. So, and even the guys that are working there, you know, behind the scenes, all the APs, they've been there 7, 8, 9 years. And, you know, so it's a long time in the business. So it's great. I mean, it's an absolute dream to be doing that. And you do have to pinch yourself sometimes.
Yeah. In all your time on Soccer AM, what's been your favourite moment thus far?
I think when they said, "Oh, go in the car park and try and save a penalty from Matt Letizia," who has only ever missed one penalty, and that was against Mark Crossley, Nottingham Forest hero. And I saved the first penalty that he took.
Incredible!
Couldn't believe it. So that has got to be up there. And then just being like, being on the sofa and just chatting to footballer, you know, like Crouchy. I mean, just Peter Crouch just comes on and just
legend, you know, absolute legend.
Friend of the show, he's and you know, just comes on and it's it's insane. And being able to watch, you know, on Saturday we had Shed 7 on the show.
I was going
to
say you must have a lot of amazing music moments as well.
You know, Shed 7 came on. I used to watch Shed 7. You know, like you used to get all those Shine albums. Can you remember them back in the
90s? Yeah, the compilation albums. Yeah, I had those.
And
yeah,
and like if you listen to Shed 7 now, like their music has not aged. And they came on and they did two tracks. And obviously, I was listening to it in the studio, so I didn't see it. But you're just going, this is amazing. Krypton Conan came on the other week.
Yeah.
And it's just like when you're getting people. And Krypton Conan are massive. Do you know what I mean? And they were like the loveliest lads ever. We've had all sorts. You know what I mean? Tom Grennan was on. You know what I mean? Just going to go massive and massive and massive. He came to my show on Monday, actually. Got a little bit of star trek. Actually, I got star. A few people in on Monday. Tom Grennan in on Monday, and he's obviously a good lad. He goes out with me, mate, Georgie. And then basically, I had Joel Ward in from Crystal Palace. Joel, am I right? But then I had one of the lay vicars, one of the singers from St Paul's Cathedral Choir on the front row, and I lost my mind.
Well, yeah.
Because I'm a choir boy, so I recognised him. And he sings in a choir called the Tally Scholars. So when I came out on stage, like, oh my God,
Yeah.
Are you Patrick Craig from the Tally Scullies?
That's like, great. Yeah. Yeah.
And I just was then starting.
Well, you've sung in some pretty impressive places yourself, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, I've done a bit. Yeah.
Name some.
Oh, like I sing regularly at like Windsor Castle, yeah. Westminster Abbey and stuff like that.
Just
like,
a few places. Yeah.
There's a little choir boy, a bit weird, isn't it?
That is the most interesting kind of
on the way
triple
here,
threat.
Yeah.
So on the way here, I was like listening to my, I was listening to Coral Evensong on BBC Radio 3.
Nice.
And I don't know where it was live from. I've got to Google it when I, cause, but it was very good. I think they sang some Russian music, if I'm being really honest.
Oh.
But yeah, I do. It's weird. It's a weird though. Like, so I'm a football fan, but then I'm a huge choir boy. So,
yeah.
I look basically. I love chants. Whether they're on the terraces or in the churches.
Fair play. It makes sense. It makes sense. Well, honestly, man, like, cheers for coming in. And
thanks for having me.
Have we got a game?
No, we haven't.
Or do we have any? Have
I'll find out. We'll go to.
If the prize could be 16 quid, that'd be great.
Oh, yeah,
yes, I think it should be. To be perfectly honest,
but I feel like we should mention your tour a little bit, because we have kind of skimmed over that, and that is why you're in here, to mention your date. Tell us slightly a little bit about the three remaining dates and what people can expect.
Well, it's the tour show I've been doing for, say, like 2 months. It's a show that I took to Edinburgh, and the show is called Lloyd Griffith Inundated. It's about how I fell in love, thought I'd found the woman of my dreams, and then basically 10 days before the Fringe last year, we split up, and I've written the show about falling in love with this girl. So I had to rearrange the show, and basically it's what the fallout from that, and then being like a single bloke in your early 30s, how do you go about trying to find love when you don't like have a day-to-day job? You just spend you're either at home in your pants or on the M1, or then on in front of a crowd,
or in Windsor Castle
with more than pants on, I have to ask for legal reasons. So it's then just trying to, you know, and just things like, you know, how do you, it's quite hard to go on holiday when you're in your early 30s as a bloke, because all your mates are married, and you kind of go, well, I can't go on holiday on my own because I'll look like Gary Glitter. it's just like everything around that, and how kind of we've become a little bit of a shallow society with online dating now, and
it's deep.
Everything. Yeah, it's quite deep actually, but it's still like, the thing is though, it's so funny.
Yes,
like, yeah, let's
yes,
not
I
like
know,
I mean, obviously
not.
There are deep connotations, guys, sure. But there's laughter at the heart of it.
Absolutely.
But yeah, it's been absolutely fun, and you know, I say only 3 more dates left. The talk of doing some more, which is going to happen, which I think is going to be great. But it's just been fun doing it. And, you know, as a comedian, and I'm sure, like with any kind of artist, you do get better with age. And I think I'm getting funnier as the years go by. We'll see. But, I mean, only the crowds can judge me.
Well, if they've got applause, then it's good, isn't
it? Yeah, if you can't
come,
that'd
be great.
You're
not invited to any of these gigs.
Awful at my gigs.
Well, are you doing the apps thing, the Tinder type stuff?
I've finished all them.
I don't
think it's the way
to complete it.
I had a joke about completing Tinder where you basically have sex with everyone, and then it's like, then you have a baddie at the end. destroy like that, but oh, God.
Have you heard of Inner Circle?
Yeah, I've heard of Inner Circle, mate. I got the invite, mate. Don't worry about it.
Did you?
Yeah, I drive
plenty
a car.
Okay, I haven't.
Plenty of.
But then again, I don't do dating apps. I'm assuming that's a dating app and not literally just like a whole community.
It's a posh
that
one.
How many
are overlooking me?
There's all sorts. I talk a bit about dating apps, but I don't want to talk about too much, because I think it's been kind of like covered by a lot. But it's just interesting. So there's, you know, obviously Tinder and Bumble. Then there's all sorts of like Bristler. That's the one for men with beards. So if you're a lady with a penchant for a hirsute guy, then that's the one for you.
Amazing.
What's that one called?
Bristler. Then there's Hinge. That's where basically there's a connection with you and like mutual friends. It's only people that you got mutual friends with. Then there's Raya. That's the
I know about Raya. That's the sort of celebrity Tinder, isn't it? Kinda.
So I don't talk about this in the show, but I got asked to be on Raya like quite a while ago, and I was like, okay, fair enough. And I went on there, and it was pretty soul destroying, because you know, you think that Tinder's pretty shallow, like Raya is like, you go, oh my god, this is like, you know, Big Brother 12. And then so I was like, oh, I'm gonna leave it, and I left all the dating apps, and I was like, oh, do you know what? I'm gonna have another little go on. And then when I went back to basically re-download it, they're like, oh, thanks very much for your application, we'll let you know. I was like, well, what? And they're like, we'll let you know if you can be on the app. I was like,
time you download it, you have to reapply.
So you basically, and like, but the thing is though, like they look at your Instagram profile, make sure that you're kind of a certain caliber.
Yeah.
I'm doing inverted commas here, so it's not me saying that. But and I was like, it was almost that thing of going, I've already been in the club, I've got the stamp. Do you know what I mean? I just went to go and get fags. Like, let me back in. And then I realised I was going, how bad's that from me? Then I was like, and then you just think, do I really want to be, and obviously I do want to be in there, but I was like, just leave it all. So that's, it's interesting. Mad. And then Tinder have got this like functionality. I think I haven't been on it for months and months and months, but there's this functionality on Tinder where it's like they have like an elite level now. It's quite sickening.
Oh,
but I mean, lots of my friends have found love on Tinder, and people coming to the shows that have like heard of, like, you know, a little bit about dating, and they've met on Tinder and Bumble and stuff, and have been happy ever after.
Fair play, yeah. I don't.
Look at us two lads just like sorting out our lips.
Doing your lip balm and that, yeah.
Lip balm, yeah.
Yeah, everyone.
Very metrosexual show.
I've got some actually. As well. I've just I've got a bit
cocoa
of cocoa
butter. You like, have, don't you?
Yeah. Do you know what I got? So this is just, and again, not on that, Nivea Hydrocare SPF 15.
Got Palmer's.
I was using Burt's Bees one.
That's good.
What I do is you can buy a multi-set of different ones.
Yeah.
Buy them in bulk. It's cheaper.
Yeah. Such lads.
We'll just shoplift a handful.
Yeah.
I'm joking. Don't do that. Leave it to me.
It's pricey, Burt's Bees, no?
Burt's Bees is very pricey.
That's why I bulk buy.
That's you bulk buy. It's not quite ever sorted out that for you.
No, you bulk buy. If you get it, go on Amazon. If you've got a Prime account.
It's almost contagious, the whole lip balming thing, isn't it?
It is. It obviously
is. You see someone balming their lips.
I just
want
to say, like, everyone here at FooBar has Amazon Prime accounts.
Yeah.
Thanks to Amazon.
I don't have one. I was too late.
No, you just didn't reply to the email.
Exactly, I was too late.
Yeah.
Bit like you when it comes to clapping.
Do you know I've got this Amazon Prime account? My family use it, right?
Okay.
So every day I've just getting emails like, oh, you've brought a new Peppa Pig backpack. Oh, you
it just makes your suggested items like really weird.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, we've got no kids in my family. It's just my dad who uses it.
Well, yeah.
Well, I better go because I've got my parking's going to expire.
It's 16 hours.
And Tatler's calling.
Oh yeah, no, yeah.
You've got another 16 hours.
This is awkward.
Yeah,
I've got to go really quickly. I've only got 16 hours left on the parking.
I've got to go and put my tux on, haven't I?
Yeah, you do. You're going to do that here.
And now I'm going to go to my friend's house, get changed there, and then get an Uber in.
Strong.
Well, once again, UberX. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
She's clapping.
I was early.
I was see it counting
half an hour. Like.
Can you just quickly tell us where we can find you online on social media?
Yeah,
on
Tinder,
TV?
Bomb. It's LloydGriffith.com is the website.
Yeah.
And then it's just at Lloyd Griffith on Twitter and Instagram, and then Facebook and online is at Lloyd Griffith Comedian. But I mean, just look for the little fat face with the sad eyes.
Thank you very much for coming
Cheers.
In, man.
Thank you.
And nothing.
You're on FUBAR Radio.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You know what I say? Hey, girl, it's Lady C. Lady Sean. Fully dancing. B record. Longside me party. Inside. Take it to them. Yeah. I'm in a bank, in a bar, in a lane. You gotta keep holding on when the road get bumpy, uncomfy, no money. But please keep rolling on, you will stumble, don't crumble, your words do not mumble. It can be a lonely one, the route you have come through, do what you can do. You gotta keep holding on. Sometimes it minimal and sometimes it no flat. Not even every time, you must take an extra.
featuring Lady Shan with Holding on FUBAR Radio. We just had the amazing Lloyd Griffith, the triple threat.
He's just gone off to a party.
Tatler.
He's gone
off to Tatler.
Tatler, no
we
less.
We went to a party, didn't we?
Yeah, we did, man. We went to possibly the best house party that either of us are going to go to, unless we get maybe invited to the White House after Trump is hopefully
and
impeached.
And musicalised people throw the party at the White House.
Yeah, true.
No, or if Kid and Play do one, because that's the ultimate house
yeah, that's
party.
That's the ultimate house party.
That is the house party I'd like to go to.
This is very true. But this party, right, was so good that I genuinely thought that the guy had rented the house. So it turned out to be his house, his family home, set on a few acres of land.
Was this in London?
Just outside Sidcup.
Before we get into what the party was like, it was in one of them areas that you see on Crime Watch where someone's been like a farm family is the whole family's been killed or something like that. And it's always and I've worked out why that happens in areas like that.
Okay.
Because you're not prepared. No one is a suspect. Out there it's kind of like no such thing as strangers, only friends you haven't met yet.
True.
Whereas if you're brought up in a city or around a city,
suspicious of every mother.
Everyone's a suspect.
Oh, sorry, Dad.
Like I was telling you the other day. I was scared of a crisp bag.
Yes.
I could hear it. Yeah.
Yeah, you said so it was following you.
Everything and
to
everyone.
To be fair, there was a mugger in the crisp packet.
Yeah. It was weird because normally when someone. It's normally walkers that crisp
packet. Yay!
Serious.
Might have been all this shit jingling in his pockets, all them knickknacks.
Okay.
It's quite subdued.
Yeah.
Maybe that should have been like a bong. Rather than a ding.
A dog.
Or a womp, womp.
Yes, yeah.
That's what my voicemail is.
Yeah, I know. It's really annoying.
Yeah.
Womp, womp, womp. Because it sounds like you've answered it at first.
No, it's because
like,
you can hear me laughing in the background.
Yeah, no,
it foxes
you,
so many people.
Yeah,
I've definitely
had a chat with you. I've definitely gone, fuck's sake, when I've called you before and I've gone to the voicemail, because you do that annoying thing of it's like you've answered.
It's been like that for like 5 years.
I've never learned, and I still go, hi. But then you know what you have to do if I've been in the office? I'm not going to make out that I've done that, so I pretend to chat to your voicemail as if it's you, because otherwise it would be really embarrassing when you get caught out like that.
No wonder people are coming up to me telling me like, oh yeah, did you get Natalie's shopping for her then?
So yeah, I just kind of go, oh hi Justin, and then I leave the room and put the phone down because I can't do it in the same room.
Brilliant.
So that people know
my old grocer. Let's say
who has a grocer in
general? Well, it's the guy I used to get my greens off.
Yeah, whose area gets gentrified with new greengrocers?
Yeah, yeah. My old grocer, I got a new one now.
Well, anyway, I used to get my greens off him. It was like a home delivery
do you mean
grocer.
Delivered
herbs.
The weeds green.
why did I even need to read that?
I don't know why you said grocer. I thought you meant like lettuce, but
the weed green.
The herbs.
Fuck's sake.
Are you trying to
about that drug dealer?
Are you trying to be subtle again?
Yeah. Oh, what's that? I'll clap again if I'm worried now. Okay, so you're green grocer.
Oh, story over now, isn't it? Before I start incriminating everyone and myself.
We haven't named a person, you're fine. I'll tell you when you're in trouble, don't worry.
Anyway,
that's what Natalie said.
His old voicemail used to just be him, obviously very high, just going, yo. So then, yo man, what you saying? Can you do that? So you get out like a full couple of sentences before the beep comes in.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Pissed.
That is, I will do that on any voicemail I get. I pretend to talk to the voicemail.
Because
it's embarrassing. If you get
people shouldn't leave voicemails in this day and age anyway.
Do you know what? A lot of people don't even
have one.
I do, but I don't know what it sounds like. But I feel like calling people now is like, if I call somebody, it's because it's an emergency.
Yeah, I need an answer now.
Now, and I can't wait. I've probably texted you before that. If you haven't answered my text, because otherwise, everything that can be asked on a phone call now can be done via text.
Absolutely.
There's no need to be calling people.
The worst people are send you voice notes.
Oh, God.
You send me a voice note. I'm not even going to listen to that fucker.
No. Repeatedly as well. The ones that can't get the whole fucking thing out in one voice note. Yeah. They send you bare little lines.
I have worked with somebody who would send a voice note genuinely just saying yes or no. Like, you could just type that. There's no need
easily.
To
or
be
just
going,
type, right, Y or N.
For God's sake, yeah. It became so annoying that I had to... Not work with them anymore. Essentially, yeah.
They've been sacked now.
Killed them.
I had to. You never heard from them since. That's what I'm saying.
Voice notes are the bane of my life, I think.
Yeah.
Because people do them because they're in a position to do it.
Yeah.
If I'm on Oxford Street, yeah, I'm not in the place to be listening to six voice notes from you talking incoherent shit.
Do you know what would be even more annoying? A voice note from Bane himself.
Oh,
because he's quite hard to understand even when he's talking. Do you imagine if he left you a voice?
I think that's just Tom Hardy.
Darth Vader, with that very breathy. You know what I mean? Very.
Yeah, imagine getting a voice note from Darth Vader. Yeah.
Don't you think Tom Hardy's just generally hard to understand?
No.
He mumbles quite a lot, I think.
Do you think so?
Not in Peaky Blinders, or he was in that. In that show that he did on BBC One, I can't remember the name of that he wrote, I had to put subtitles on. I couldn't work out what he was saying.
I haven't seen the show, so.
No, and I can't remember the name of it. Anyway, so that's good.
Back to the musicalised party.
Sorry, the house party.
Yes, so anyway, back to the party. The party that was so good, we thought that the house was rented.
Mm-hmm.
There was a pick and mix unit there. And you know, if you say, oh, there were loads of sweets at the party, you're usually thinking, all right, he's got a lot of bowls, he can put some penny sweets in.
Yeah, yeah.
This motherfucker rented a manned pick and mix, like the size of which you would see at, like, you know, a small cinema.
No, maybe the ones in, like, Tesco now. Have you seen them in some of the bigger Tesco stores, you know, the Tesco Extras? They have pick and mix and Asdas at the end of one of the aisles. So it's like the width, just a bit bigger than the width of an aisle.
About four or five, like, sort of drawers across.
Yeah.
And then maybe...
four or five up.
Oh. Nah, more than that, about six, seven.
Yeah.
Were there, like, bags?
All stocked, bags. Scoop, like, everything.
Right, there was a hot dog vendor, a pizza oven, burgers, a crepe stall.
Is this person, like, this is two bars, back garden.
Two bars. Not one bar. One specialising in vodka cocktails, and the other premium one, which was, like, an all-open, free area.
You don't have to tell me the name. Is this person really famous?
He's not, no. He's a promoter. He and his wife are, They promote a well-known urban live music event called Musicalize, and they also are music managers. They've proven to me, because I know a lot of promoters.
The ones that get in your texts all the time.
Right.
You don't even open them texts no more.
Exactly.
They're the reason that your phone says 200 and sitting at the bottom.
Exactly. My perception of promoters now is literally just people that have no name. It's just a +44 number. And every Saturday I'm finding that £500 for a table, West End clubs, ladies free before midnight. Yeah. But I read it in that voice, because that's definitely how they talk it. How they're talking when they're typing it.
Yeah, or if you get an email from them and it's in hot, strong implied, like, come to this party, VIP, VIP, and then you go down to the bottom and it goes £500 a table. You're like, an invite. I'm not going if I have to pay to go. You've invited me. That should just be a free entry.
Exactly.
Yeah, even the ones that are free entry, they're like, oh, at the box tonight, and you go to the box and then someone shits in their hands and you're like, fuck's sake.
Yeah, that's genuinely happened at the box.
Someone has shitted in
your hands. Well, you know, not in their own hands.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's a long story. Really is.
I don't want to hear that one.
Really long.
Oh, you can never wash that smell out of your hands.
No. Not in his hands, but their own hands, the performer.
Yeah, even so, you don't want to... Like, that hand better not come to me
ever. Yeah, you do not want to shake the hand of that Brit ever.
Yeah, spuds only from then on.
Not even that.
Yeah, not even that for real.
Nothing, just a wave from afar.
I think I've told the story about this person, but I won't bother repeating it.
Anyway, back to this party. So you got there, pick and mix, hot dogs...
Live performance. They hired Notes, who's blowing up right now.
Massive.
Huge.
Million views in a week on his own brand new own channel on YouTube.
Massive. They're hiring him for PAs in a teepee the size of a London townhouse.
Amazing.
And also, don't get me wrong, because Notes was great, but they had another performance that absolutely blew the fuck away.
You caught my set, the Sarah Labunda set.
Yeah.
We did, yeah. But before that, your warm-up act.
Yeah.
The composers.
Wow.
Okay, right.
Wow.
Really?
The things a man can do.
Incredible. They basically did a set of absolute bangers.
Mm-hmm.
Just, they had the vocal stems. I don't know how... We won't even get into that. But they had the vocal stems from a lot of absolute club classics. I'm talking Candy by Cameo. I'm talking even modern future classics. They had
DJ Khaled.
Bodak Yellow.
But they were singing, yeah?
So they had these stems, but then they also played these songs.
Thoughts as well.
Wild Thoughts by Rihanna
and DJ Khaled.
And Tory Lanez. Is it Tory Lanez or is it the other guy that sounds exactly like Tory Lanez but has a different name? But They even recreated Santana's guitar solo with a keyboard.
Wow.
Mate, yeah. Cool. Then imagine this. The composers are on first, yeah? So with their, everyone's there, shoves, eating sweets, hot dogs, burgers, pizzas, drinking, filling yourself with alcohol, unlimited. You can help yourself. It's all, and it's very, it's not just like bucket of alcohol. These are proper bars set up.
Wow.
With like proper mixologists.
Manned. Yeah. You know what I mean? They're not, it's not like get behind the bar and do it yourself.
And the portion, when I was getting brandy and coke, the brandy was like bigger than a quadruple. And they were putting it in pint glasses.
So did you stay there at the house?
We No. We stayed till the pretty much towards the to the end of the party, I'd say. Yeah. But left before the massive rush because they have a car park on their property.
Of course they do.
You know, we had to hurry to the car park to get
our car.
Well, a friend of ours was a designated driver.
So after the composers finished, there was a firework display. Oh, this wasn't go to, you know, like Costco and get like £50 worth of fireworks called like Big Daddy. This was like legit firework display, and their garden was that big you couldn't see who was doing the fireworks. There was wolves and shit in their garden. Like, their garden was big.
Wow.
Whilst everyone's so the living room was had bifold doors, so the doors were wide open and people stood out in the garden and in the living room. Me and Justin stood at the back of the crowd. Turn to the right, they've got a glass wall swimming pool behind it, full size swimming pool.
This is their house, they own that yard, this is where they live.
Incredible, wow. Incredible property.
They've got photos of the family up around the house.
That was the telltale sign, basically. Okay.
Toys and stuff like tucked away under stairs. Even though they've got all that room, there's still toys tucked away under stairs. Yeah. I love that.
Oh. I suppose the fact that there were loads of kids at that party should have been a giveaway as well.
Yeah, yeah.
There were
like,
you know, kids being put to like, you know, sleep and stuff.
Yeah, true. And there was like breastfeeding in the living room. I saw the woman bring over a Muslim for one of the women. So you wouldn't, if you were renting a house, the chances of them just being spear Muslims there are going to be very.
Well, that sounds great. So I'm really sorry that I couldn't come when you invited me.
Oh no, we didn't. We didn't want you there.
Yeah, I thought so.
At all.
They actually said, "Do you want an extra plus one?" And Jesse went, "No, not at all."
Yeah,
because Natalie might try and come.
They kind of suggested, like, they were like, you know, would you like a plus one? You might know someone called Natalie. And I was like, can't think of a single Natalie I'd want to bring.
that's great.
But it was an absolute show. So yeah, big shout out to the musicalized people.
Absolutely. And shout out for not inviting Natalie as well.
Yeah. Bigger shout out for that. Nice shout out.
Well, I'm going to the Cheeky Girls private party in Peckham later, and I'm inviting you.
Are you actually?
Yes.
Are you actually going to a Cheeky Girl?
I am.
Touch my bum.
Yeah, they've got their
Don't
coming back,
be
you know?
Shy.
Are they?
That song.
Are they? For another hit.
For another, their other hit, in Peckham.
That song promoted sexual harassment, and you're going to go there and stand by them?
Oh, yeah. I mean, no. No, you're right. I'm not going to go stand down the Cheeky
I don't think
girls.
It did. I think it...
Touch my bum, don't be shy.
Yeah, but then if you're saying it, I don't think it promotes it. I wouldn't say it. Would you say it promotes it?
You know, you're allowed to touch... Don't be shy.
No.
You can go and touch their bum.
I tell you what song promotes sexual harassment.
By any American rapper.
Yeah.
No, in one in particular is a song by Neo.
Okay.
Give me everything tonight. Tell me everything tonight. Do you know what his first line is?
What?
Grab somebody sexy, tell him hey. What
grab
the fuck?
Grab somebody sexy, tell him hey.
What I'd the say, actual fuck?
Say hey first, then grab him sexy.
Don't grab them!
But what if he is a traveller?
Yeah.
And that's a huge part of their community.
I forgot. Yeah, Neo makes chants anthems for the traveling community.
Yeah. Did you not know that?
I think touch my bum. I think if it's to someone that you know,
it was a song to the masses.
All right, yeah, fair. I'm going to say if it's someone that you know and you're like. And that sounds like an order.
Almost
like,
as bad as Bloodlines.
Touch my bum.
In fact, probably worse than Bloodlines, but slipped under the radar.
Yeah.
I know you want it.
Oh, you
can't say that, Robin.
No.
You can't say that. How the fuck do you know?
But then Pharrell is slightly tarnished because he was on that song too, wasn't he? He must have seen the lyrics.
Yeah.
I bet he didn't hear that one. Do you know what I mean? When he spat it, like QuickTime, a text came through and he just looked down for a second. Because Pharrell would never do no wrong. Do you know what I mean? So.
Pharrell's actually an angel.
The other one on the song.
He probably just blurred out.
He was in heaven at the time when that song got made. He wasn't even there. He was in heaven.
Yeah.
That's why it's called Blurred Lines, because after when he heard the song back, he went, yo, I didn't hear that. I was saying.
I didn't know about this.
Yo, make sure everyone knows that I was blurred.
Well, it is that. And also the phrase, because you're a good girl, makes me feel a bit sick as well, actually.
Yeah,
I don't know how
wanting to corrupt someone.
Yeah, you're a good girl.
Is a bit of a fetish for some people, isn't it?
Well, what's Robin Thicke up
to
now?
Just get him a job at FIFA.
Robin Thicke.
Can I get a ding for that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jeez!
Robin Thicke. Didn't his wife leave him and he begged her back on stage?
He did a whole album about her called Paula, I think.
Ooh, a little creep.
But didn't work.
I've got a
old
friend,
Robin
right?
Thicke was the best Robin Thicke. You know, like, lost without you.
I've got a friend. Yeah.
Right in the middle of my falsetto,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, sorry.
Fuck you.
Sorry, but I got overexcited. I do apologise.
By Robin Thicke?
Yeah.
Old Robin Thicke.
Old Robin Thicke.
No, so, just the fact that he did that quite like beggy thing of releasing a whole album, trying to get his wife back. I've got a friend and he cheated on his girlfriend and she left him. So he wanted to win her back. So he got a big sign and some red paint and painted on it, "I'm sorry." And then stuck it in the garden, right? Not knowing, paint has to dry, doesn't it? So he stuck it in the garden and left. And she's come home, looked out the window to do the pots, and there's a sign in blood red dripped.
Oh, God. What was the outcome?
Put them back together and they've got a kid now, sir.
That works.
Make them think they're going to get murdered. You win them back, yes.
Yeah, it's the way to do it. Well,
it's not the way to do it, honestly, guys.
No, it's really not. Don't do it. Our next guest is next door, so let's go to a song and then bring him in.
Yeah, because I need a piss.
Never stick to my lane, boy. You keep the fame, boy. Boy, I don't want to be your name, boy. You play the game, boy. Boy, never stick to my lane, boy. You keep the fame. Boy, boy, I don't wanna be your name. Boy, you play the game. Boy, boy, I can't be compared. Sick when I'm shared with a kick and a snare. Keep an eye on your chick over there. Twisting her hair, then losing her shit when I'm here. I'm late to the party, still unfashionable. No problem acting a fool. Pull up to the rave in last year's car and last year's garms. And I like a bargain. Me, I don't follow the herd. On the outskirts, laying low, then I holler with a verse. Cause I'll never be a fool's idol. Trying to be an icon, it's like you left all the lies from. And I guarantee nobody's home. Virtual popularity alone with your phone. Busy convincing anyone to listen that your life is amazing, quite entertaining. Keep posting, boasting, so then minutes become whole months of slow motion. How many likers, how many haters? Kinda hold my battery flat, just to break the pattern. You really think any of this shit matters? What you gonna do when your real life catches? Up just batters, your door down and crashes. Shatters and batters you with a kick to the knack. Now bang, never stick to my lane. Boy, you keep the fame. Boy, boy, I don't wanna be your name. Boy, you play the game. Boy, boy, never stick to my lane. Boy, you keep the fame. Boy, boy, I don't wanna be your name. Boy, you play the game. And it all goes black. Winning isn't always a given, you know that. Grab a mic, throw facts like a throwback Kojak. And I'm critical of myself, I won't slack. Go ahead, call me an old man. But I scroll down my timeline, it's so sad. What if pokes and gifts ain't the answer? What if phones and shit ain't the answer? What if smoking pith ain't the answer? What if every single flow you spit was disastrous? What if everything turns to shit right now? Would you break down, lie down, raise an eyebrow? What if you never blink at what people think? Don't be a minion even if your opinion stinks. One time a wise man gave me a right hander. Said, bruv, don't be a bystander. If you're gonna admit you created it, live and die by your words, you made the shit. Now look, I ain't afraid of you claiming I failed it. Everything I said was from the heart and I nailed it. Even if only one other person cares, I made a connection and they heard it there. I'm like Roxy Music and the Strokes in the mix. Cause there's gotta be more than this, is this it? And every now and then I might be a hypocrite and contradict. Right now I'm on the shit, now bang. Never stick to my lane, boy, you keep the fame. Boy, boy, I don't wanna be your name. Boy, you play the game. Boy, boy, never stick to my lane. Boy, you keep the fame. Boy, boy, I don't wanna be your name. Play the game, boy. Fancy yourself more than your girl. Love your fake tan more than your man. Make sure your phone's fully charged, cause nothing ever lasts. Just like the beat of your heart. Things fall apart. My life, finite, in from the start. Right till twilight. When it gets dark, what we gonna highlight? Lights out. Have a nice night.
Give me any BPM. Anything you send, I'll hurt. Watch me get friendly with a pen and a pad. These don't try. Put me in a box. Pigeonhole me. Other pictures better watch. I used to hip hop, now I genre hop. I've been tip top, had songs that flopped. I guess I'm like Harry Potter with that little bit of magic. What? Is what? That a one? Yeah. You ain't got to like me. Come to your town and rip shit like Pikes. I'll addy dazzle your big tick like Nike. This is my world, you're here to sightsee. Didn't see Elliot on the telly yet, but now they ain't fucking with me. They're my celibate. Squash like a butternut, man, I'm not tough enough. Finish with a tiger uppercut. Perfect. Now bang it.
What's gonna happen when they turn on the lights out? What's gonna happen when they turn on the lights out?
That was Doc Brown and Example. Yep. Talking of Doc Brown, someone who just this second walked in the room is going on tour, and it's a good time he did walk in, because now he can tell you when.
Yeah. We are on the road from the... I'm Michael Penn, by the way, just in case anyone just tuned in and hasn't heard my voice for the last hour and a half on my own show. I'm going to be on tour from November the 28th, I think, until the 6th of December, but the tour doesn't end there. It goes on until the... Natalie's just going to scroll down the poster so that I can see all the dates.
Oh, I've brought it up here.
Oh, okay. Have you?
But we can go to the, yeah, there we go.
Perfect. So it's the 29th of November. It starts in Huddersfield, and it goes on until the 17th of December at Bedford, in Bedford, and other sort of towns that are going to be hit along the way are Leicester, Bristol, Oxford, London, Sheffield, blah blah blah. So go to docbrown.co.uk/events to get tickets,
or ticketmaster.co.uk, or what the other one that Natalie scrolled off was.
Well, I was just having a look. I don't know if you can buy tickets through Doc Brown.
It says ticket. Yeah, you have to go ticketmaster.co.uk or ctickets.com.
Okay, right. Yeah. Okay, cool.
It's not like Lloyd, who just sells tickets on his website. Doc doesn't.
Yeah, you can't just link him up personally and just hit him up for some paper tickets. Yeah.
I'm gassed for Sunday the 3rd of December now.
Yeah, we're going to be at London Oslo. It's literally at the end of my road.
But it's not all about you, Michael Payne.
It's not all about me at all. It's not all about me at all. It's about Aura, who's just joined us in the studio.
Hi guys.
Well, good, man. And you literally are an aura. You're kind of non-existent, but there at the same time.
Yeah. I try my best to keep under the radar.
Yeah, and you've been one of the kind of, for me, on your, even before I was aware of the music, the kind of, the presence was definitely a no face, no case type vibe.
Yeah, it was.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Before pretty much anyone I can think of, in all honesty, apart from MF Doom maybe.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Was this a conscious decision?
Yeah, it was definitely from the offset. Yeah, definitely a conscious decision from the offset.
And it is any particular reason, or is it? Is it just more so that you can separate the person you are from the performer?
Yeah, precisely that. But on the basis of, I always had the notion that I was going to do music, and when I finally decided to do it, I wanted to be able to let it be about the music, and not about me specifically.
Of course.
Yeah.
So absolutely.
Yeah.
And at the moment, there's a brand new project.
Yes.
That is on the horizon.
It's actually already out.
It's out already? Yeah, right, already, no, because we bloody supported it on here, haven't we?
Yeah,
we have, yeah, we played it.
Yes, you did.
When can we expect, like, a bigger body of work? Because we've been supporting your music for a little while now, you and Bambos.
Yes.
Why don't we mention the EP that you had out not long ago? What's it called, and tell us?
It's called Ignorant Summer.
Yeah.
Ignorant Summer, for those that might not be able to tell, but yeah. Ignorant Summer. And it's just, it's a smaller body of work, just to like showcase what the different sounds that I'm working with, etc. And the title is just basically, being from a quote unquote urban area.
Yeah.
The ideal is normally you stack all winter and grind all winter, and then summer you kind of just floss and show what you've been working on.
Absolutely.
So yeah, that was literally it, the idea behind it.
Yeah. And live shows, is it? Are you going to create like a live experience around the release?
Yeah, currently planning on that actually. To be fair, I have been doing shows prior to the beginning of the year, but just to kind of wrap up the project, I kind of just took a back seat on that to finish the music. So, but I should have, some live show coming sooner or later.
Yeah. You know the rules, Reese. You got to read it out loud if it goes off, mate.
Mentioned by Fubar Radio with his new EP out. One Aura joins Michael Payne and Reese Sanders in the studio. FubarRadio.com.
Bollocks.
Oh, retweet that straight away.
I bet that's what it really actually was. Just bollocks. Someone sent him a nude.
It was, but good luck on the spot.
That's your go-to answer, isn't it, when someone asks?
So I suppose without further ado, we should get into one of the new tunes, and you can introduce it for us. What are you playing, Nat, first of all?
Would you like Mai Tai or would you like OPM?
Could we go with OPM? Because that's like one of the first ones you guys supported.
It was actually. Yeah.
So big up you guys.
Original pirate material. You're listening to the streets. Lock down your aerial. It's like everywhere we go. Yeah, like this, yeah. The sounds of the streets, you know. We on a roll, but to keep it on the low. Said we on a roll, but to keep it on the low. Said we on a roll, but to keep it on the low. Oh, the sounds of the east, you know. Tell these niggas that we run shit, shit. Tell these niggas that we run shit, shit. I here tryna get hundreds, hundreds. Tryna get money in abundance, abundance. Tryna get dough in lump sum, yeah. Popular with the populace, they were that in the east, but it's back on us. Tingy west, east is back, you know what? Make your crew run around, you know. About to go ape, what you saying it? Niggas go ape, full moon, try touch us, we still bad boys. Ain't no biggie, you lack faith, but pop up a chest. It could be murder, INC. These rappers exit when I MC. Couldn't pick up, I'm from my frequency, like. Frequently, we've been rolling deep on the street like you know niggas OD. Know the waves in my jeans. I flex like Jean-Claude Van Damme. Midas touch golden boy, yeah, I glow like Bruce Leroy. It's like everywhere we go, oh yeah. People wanna know. How did you get like this, yeah? The sounds of the streets, you know. We on a roll, we on a roll. Got to keep it on the low. Keep it on the low. Say be on the road, but to keep it on the low. Oh, the sounds of the east, you know. Tell these niggas that we run shit, shit. Tell these niggas that run shit, shit. I ain't tryna get hundreds, hundreds. Tryna get money in abundance, tryna get money in abundance, tryna get dough in lots of yeah.
Vibe.
Vibe, absolute vibe. That's Aura with OPM, one of the earlier tunes that we started supporting here on FUBAR Radio. We got the man himself, the presence himself, should I say, joining us in the studio. Check out the photo that we posted on our Twitter if you want to see what he looks like. Basically,
that's a good shot.
Yeah, I was going to say that. You know, if you really want to kind of get an impression of what he looks like, yeah, hit up Twitter at FUBAR Radio. So let's get into a quick story. If you don't mind sticking around for a bit,
go ahead.
Can we get into the last one, because we put it on there last week and we didn't get into it, and I thought it was quite a joke story.
Okay. Okay. Is it the? All right. Yeah. This is the right one. Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Now before we get into that, Callum McSwiggan is up next. Who's he joining?
Very lovely guest tonight, Riyad Khalif from presenter recently on BBC Three's Queer Britain.
Cool.
Really good show.
Oh, I think I did watch that.
Yeah, he's very nice.
Yeah,
very
I definitely nice. Heard about yeah, the documentary. It was a documentary, right?
We talked about it last week, didn't we? About homeless people, gay homeless people. And I said,
Yes,
documentary.
Yeah, because I did say something very sort of generalising, saying I've never ever met a poor gay person. And you did enlighten me.
I did, yeah.
But also, and tell me that.
Thinking about it, how do you know you've ever met a straight one? Yeah, you ever seen them fucking?
Well, you don't ask. Do you?
No, I said
every homeless person you've ever met could be gay.
No, wait. I said I've never seen a poor gay person.
Yeah. But I mean, if you're homeless, the chances are you're gonna be poor. And then I was linking it because of the homeless.
Someone that I knew was gay as a pretext to them being homeless. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or to their as a pretext to their wealth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If that makes sense.
No, I get you, yeah.
Right. Anyway.
Anyway, he's coming up at 6.
A woman attacks a man with her breasts for staring at her. A controversial video has emerged of a woman attacking a man with her breasts after she allegedly caught him staring at her. The footage taken in Ribeiro. Why do you always give me the stories of the hardest
good.
Motherfucking word but to pronounce?
You didn't even flinch on the one earlier with those names, so I thought you could do this one.
I feel like you're testing me every week.
No, but you've passed.
The footage taken in, Ribeiro.
Yeah, Ribeiro. Yeah.
Ribeiro Preto City Centre, southeast Brazil, shows a young saleswoman who had been handing out flyers, pinning a man to the ground with her foot as she accuses him of pestering her in public. A crowd of onlookers watch as the woman shouts at the unidentified man on the pavement, telling him she's fed up of being touched and sexually harassed while just doing her job. The man pleads for her to stop, claiming he was out shopping with his wife and has done nothing wrong. But as the man protests his innocence, the irate female, who is not named, shouts, "I'm fed up being treated like a sex object. Is it boobs you want?" She then strips off her top, exposing her breasts, and seconds later straddles the supposed offender. Bending over her alleged attacker, she slaps him around the face, then proceeds to pummel his face. His face.
And maybe his face too. Maybe his face.
With her bare chest. Some onlookers support her actions and urge her on, while others are outraged, with one woman shouting, "This is absurd. There is no justification for doing this. How can you do this in front of children in the city centre? You're disrespecting women with your actions."
I mean, I don't see how that's disrespecting women, but...
Okay. What do you think, Nat?
I feel like that's quite extreme. Just, I mean, for staring. It's not great, is it, when someone said, but I don't know if I'd go up and like attack them with my boobs. But I might do if they grabbed me. But
do you know if, like she's saying, it's her job and it's always happening? Do you know if every single day someone's touching or staring at your boobs, it's going to get to a point where you see someone staring and just be like, it might be your first time staring at my boobs, but this is the millionth time today. So you're the one catching the round ass. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, true. Yeah. But he said he did nothing wrong without his wife. I don't know. I probably would.
Oh, he's not going to go, "Yeah, I was staring at him. I was staring at your tits."
Or do you think the woman was in the right to go to those lengths to prevent that guy maybe ever doing that again? Or anyone,
I
for that matter.
I probably wouldn't say those lengths. She's definitely right on calling him out, but definitely not those lengths.
It's extreme to attack him with your
thing.
But
it's
you're right. Maybe it's happened to her a lot. She suddenly like snapped and gone, "Right, that's it. I'm taking it. I'm going to make these things you're staring at into a weapon."
Yeah, it's like when it's like when your parents catch you smoking and make you eat a 20 box. No, just me.
Eat.
Okay. No, I've heard of that.
Wow.
They will go to. They make you hate them.
Yeah.
I mean, eating is quite extreme. Smoking. Wow.
Tobacco.
I know people have made the kids smoke cigar after cigar till they couldn't smoke anymore.
Cigars you're not supposed to inhale.
You're not meant to inhale.
No.
That's part of the punishment. They make you inhale twice.
It's expensive. Cubans are like from like a tenner or so.
Right.
Yeah.
A Cuban is actually a style of making a cigar. It's not actually a type of cigar. And a Cuban technique is fully handmade.
Right.
There is no machines used in the process of making a Cuban cigar.
But why would you pay, if minimum is a tenner, for something that you're going to put in your mouth and not inhale? What's the point?
Because each, so again with the Cuban, it depends where it's made. So the closest that they have to a machine is a press. So you roll the cigar.
No, but what she's trying to say is, what are you getting out of that 10 pound that you've just
spent? I'm about to tell you. So the way that they press it is the same way that you would make whiskey, so to speak. It goes into like a wooden thing, so whiskey goes into a cask. This goes into a wooden press, and it's not electric. It's just you push it down, and it gives it the round shape of the cigar.
Yeah,
and then you get the flavors of the wood and that come out
so
of
you
the
get
press.
A bit of wood in your mouth.
But but then you get like the other flavors. So like,
we've all had that.
You need to have a bit of wood in your mouth.
Some people pay a lot for that.
You can get some big ones, you can get some little ones, but they all do the same thing.
Couldn't you just like set fire to a branch and then smell it? Wouldn't that just be the same kind of wood?
But smoking a Cuban is a tradition, so you do it at a wedding, a birth, a funeral,
any type of
a party.
As I say.
When does, I think that the chewing of baccy's stopped, isn't it? When people used to like, is it they used to that chew and spit it out?
Snuff. That was to do with the working thing, so you didn't have to keep putting your, so you'd have a bit in your mouth and then work, so you could chew it as you worked and you didn't get... And same with snuff, because you couldn't smoke in the mines.
It was only rich, lazy people that had the time, basically,
to
be smoking cigarettes and cigars.
A cigar would take a long time to I say smoking, but you're not really smoking, are you? Just putting it in your mouth like a prop.
Yeah. And what have rich people got? Nothing but
you hold
time
it in
and
your,
money.
You hold it in your mouth. So then you get a mouthful.
You hold the wood in your mouth.
Mouthful of wood. Yeah. Hold it for a
put
bit.
Put the wood in your mouth.
When your mouth's full,
yeah.
Take it out and hold it in there.
Don't inhale.
Don't swallow.
Do not inhale the wood that's in your mouth, is what you're saying. That's incredible. Good. That's good to know.
Incredible.
Anyway, back to boobs.
Back to boobs.
Away from wood, back to boobs.
It's this lady has gone above and beyond the call of duty. I think if it worked,
but is it not what he's looking for? Really, he's gone. Oh, I'd love to have those boobs in my face, and then she's going, "You'll never do this again. I put my boobs in your face." So technically, is it going to deter him, or is it going to drive him on to do something else?
I think because it's the way she did it, not what she did.
Yeah.
Like I said to you, it's like
I know, but
telling
but then your but what she did wasn't sexual. But her just stood there with the boobs for him to stare wasn't sexual. They're just boobs at the end of the day. So if he's kind of turned on by a woman fully clothed, then the fact that she's got them out, even if she is harassing him, he's still going to get some kind of sexual kick from that because he's obviously a sexual harasser.
He was staring, wasn't he?
Yeah,
I suppose.
Staring,
but it's because she said touch, so I got into. Mm. But I think she was on about someone else.
So she said she was sick of her boobs being groped and touched. Yeah. Not from this guy. But
yeah,
generally.
I just got confused. Generally. Yeah, true. He was only having a look. She should have just told him off.
Yeah,
and exposed him in front of everyone. Instead of exposing herself.
Some guys might like that. Isn't that like waterboarding or something when you put your boobs in?
Yeah.
Motorboating.
Waterboarding is a form of torture used in Guantanamo Bay and other US military stronghold.
I mean, you can see I'm not familiar with the motorboat position,
for
that's
real.
What you call it, because I like to call it. Maybe that's why when I text people and say, would you like to come over for some waterboarding, I don't get a response.
You don't get a response. You need more than a safe word if people are getting involved with you.
It's like I was talking to someone about swimming the other day and called it. I was like, oh, yeah, no, like I can do doggy style. That's not what it's called, is it? Doggy paddle.
Oh, that's
it's freestyle and doggy paddle. Don't get the two mixed up.
I thought it was doggy style.
Yeah,
as
so
well.
Did I, until I didn't think it was wrong.
No.
Yeah.
Until someone was like, "You what?
You thought Snoop Dogg made a whole album about his swimming technique?"
No reason. I'm not taking my kids swimming.
Yeah, I'll teach him doggy style in the pool.
Yeah.
Only the 5 metre pool. What are you so scared of?
Yeah, we'll go in the shallow end. Don't worry.
Jesus. Never come to my house again. Never speak of my kids again.
So, yeah, she was wrong. She shouldn't have done that. But no. Who am I to say she's wrong? No one's ever sexually harassed me, so I never know how I'd react.
Mm.
Yeah, true.
So I can't really have too much of a say.
True.
Mm. Apart from go-go.
Yeah, that's it.
And on that note,
thanks for coming in to see us, Aura.
Thanks for having me, man.
Before you go, let people know exactly where they can find you. Anything you've got coming up that they will be interested in the next 10 years, even. What are you up to for the next 10 years?
10 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
What's the 5-year plan? Let's start.
Yeah. Let's take some notes.
Do you know what? Yeah. I feel like there shouldn't ever really be a 5-year plan. There should be like a set of goals that you want to accomplish. But 5-year plan.
Yeah. Too much pressure. Yeah.
Yeah. And you never know how it might end. You might go tomorrow.
Yeah,
you know,
true.
Saying,
but so. Then again, at the top of the show, we did hear about a lady who set herself a goal of getting making a down payment on a house and got 20 boyfriends to buy her a number of iPhone 7s each, which she then sold and made a profit.
Yes, I did
she
hear
made
about
18
that.
Bags and
Big
was
up
there. So, yeah, but then again, she didn't set herself a 5-year plan. She did that shit in like 5 days.
Her 5-year plan's probably the iPhone X. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, to buy a mansion.
I think sometimes it's about how great your plan is, and if your plan's that great,
it's not about the plan, it's about you executing it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, on that note, thank you so much for joining us. Again, did you tell people where they can find you?
No, I didn't.
On the socials.
You can find me on Twitter, @OneAura_, Insta, @OneAura, SoundCloud, @OneAura. Everything @OneAura, spelled O-N-E-A-U-R-A.
Everything @OneAura.
A-U-R-A.
Absolutely. Brilliant, man.
Thank you for joining us.
We're going to get into another song now. And when we come back, we'll have a quick chat about...
Naked
Paris
restaurant.
And it's in its first ever naked restaurant.
Yeah.
Come on, only pa ganja man them round here. You know see it. And ganja woman too. Alright, sticky. On already? Run with the bag and rude boy. Yo!
now, tell them they don't just like around here. Long time the generals them, cause generally speaking, it's all about the ganja and the herb them. Hey, tell them again, this one of them sticky, D-double-E, Foxy, Dr. Psycho. Yo, where the light of them there? Light it up. And we go so then, more weed, more ganja now. More weed, more ganja now. Give it away, give it away, give me ganja now. Give it away, give it away, give me ganja now.
That was D-double-E Footsie, so the Newham Generals.
Well, it was Sticky featuring Dr. Psycho.
Oh, so close.
And yeah, the Newham Generals.
Natalie said it to me once and I thought I'd remembered it.
That was unmistakable Sticky. That was that had the same kind of bass line as Dollar Sign by Stush.
I was sending a text in the other room, so I didn't listen to the song.
Right. More weed, more weed, more weed. Give me a ganja now. I love that song. I really like that. So it's, yeah, Steve.
Has it inspired you to maybe start letting weeds grow in your garden?
Yeah, nettles.
Nettles.
Yeah, I'm going to smoke some of them.
You're going to smoke some nettles?
Sure.
Could just drink them instead.
Oh, yeah, I could do.
Buy marijuana.
Eat them.
I've been seeing this girl, and her neighbour is very, very openly growing in the garden.
Yeah.
Growing?
Yeah.
What? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Is he grosser?
He's just standing there waiting to reach the sky.
He stood in a bucket of manure. He's massive. But yeah, I want to help myself.
Mm.
But I'm scared because it's...
Oh, you mean you want to take some? I thought you meant
grow with him.
Or just I want to help myself.
Yeah. I've been down recently.
I need some encouragement.
Yeah.
You know? Talk to me, man. Tell me about my good exploits.
Can't you just go and pick some? Isn't it like strawberries or something? You can just go and pick some out of the garden.
Yeah, probably. I don't know if you're allowed to go into anyone's garden to pick their strawberries, though.
It's her neighbour, you said.
Yeah,
right.
It's not her.
How tight is she with her neighbour?
I don't think she knows them.
Oh, yeah, it's probably not
That's
okay.
That's suspicious
then.
In
probably,
itself.
Probably not okay.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah.
Anyway, talking about neighbours.
Neighbours, everybody needs good neighbours.
That was not tenuous in any way because it made no sense.
Good neighbours become good friends.
Lovely.
Shout out Neighbours. It was so mad.
Big shout out.
Is that still about?
Yeah, it's on Channel 5 now. And Home and Away. They've got both.
Oh, so it's not still about.
Home and Away. Another banger.
That is a banger of a theme tune, the Home and Away one.
Theme tunes do tend to, yeah, if you've got a soap opera, your theme tune has to be about, apart from Hollyoaks, I imagine there's a shit.
Not down. That was the old one anyway. I remember that because my sisters used to watch that religiously. And I knew that note. I could probably play that by ear, and I can't even play an instrument.
But that's dead compared to when you look at like, not Holby City. What's your Casualty?
Big blood clot theme tune.
The Bill.
One of the best.
The Bill, one of the best.
Yo, and what about?
There's nothing more iconic than that. That's what the EastEnders theme tune should be from now on. It shouldn't even be that piano bit. That dead piano bit. It should just be. Tomorrow on the BBC. Forget that. It's the drum bit.
No, because that's also as it goes over London.
Yeah, that's true. Did you know, interesting fact about the notes of the EastEnders theme tune follow the meandering of the Thames?
You said that was going to be interesting. Yeah. No, I'm joking.
You motherfucker.
Also, there is lyrics to that because what's her face? Remember Angie?
Nope. Yeah.
And like Dirty Den when it first started. Yeah. Anita Dobson, I think, and it was going to be Brian May.
Don't tell me she had a single based on the EastEnders theme tune. I didn't want to know that.
And I think it's called like, it goes like, anyone can fall in love, but sing that
anyone
to
anyone can fall in love.
That's whack.
She did have a song. It was Anita Dobson. It was.
So, and I think it did chart.
And shit.
Was it in the 80s?
Of course, yeah. It was when EastEnders first came out, I think.
Then again, the general zeitgeist in the 80s was pretty shit anyway, so we'll put that down to like, you know.
Coronation Street, that's another good one where it's going over the rooftop. I don't know if it's still that. I've not watched it since like 1997, but.
What?
Coronation Street.
Does it still go over rooftops with that bait cat?
I don't know.
That's what.
That fucking cat. Do you reckon it was a stray or do you reckon it got paid? It better have got paid.
Yeah, his owners.
The cat got paid.
Yeah. Are going to be fuming. You've got
footage of our cat and you've been shining it for like a million years.
Yeah.
And we've never seen a penny from you.
No,
that cat's probably dead now as well.
Yeah, definitely dead.
When did it come out, maybe, 70s?
Do you reckon
I don't think it was the same cat in the 70s.
It's not the same intro.
Maybe it's the cat on its second of the nine lives, isn't it? True. Obviously, that's the logical explanation.
But, I mean,
that might have been the first of the nine lives in the originals.
Another banging theme.
Right.
See, I'm excited for theme tunes. Another banging theme tune. Obviously, we sang the other week, Heartbeat.
Tune. Yeah, that was chill. That was a good Sunday.
Sunday theme tune.
I'll tell you what was the best theme tune of all time.
What?
In my opinion.
Yeah.
Dynasty or Dynasty.
Oh, how does that one go?
Blood! You've got it as well!
Did I know at the very beginning? I thought it was going to be Bewitched.
This bit. Oh, wait, they reload that bit. Wait, stay there. Wait for the drop. Just wait for the drop.
Blood. The Dynasty theme tune. Wait for the drop.
Blood, this, my mum got through on this shit. You know, I don't even think my mum watched the show. I think she just used to listen to the theme tune and go about her business. Yeah. Powered up for the day after this, you know. This bit. We love the blood clot. We love the blood clot now. That is a piece of musical genius.
It's not the best theme song.
Can I say, I'm going to pick one because I've been watching them on one of those channels that have the older shows. Do you remember the show
UK
called
TV
Mind?
Gold?
Do you remember Minder?
Is that what you've been watching?
Yeah, of course I remember Minder.
Yeah.
Bam, this was some. This, like, who could have released this? What's his face? Genesis.
Phil Collins.
No, the other one.
Oh, Mike and the Mechanics.
No! Sledgehammer.
Oh, Peter Gabriel.
If you want to, I'll change the situation.
This reminds me of Soccer AM as well.
What, did I play that on that?
Yeah, they used to have a sketch called Barry Fenner's used to. And then,
I might just put put that on the playlist next week.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you know how much they must have been grooving in this session?
Keep me near.
I've been so good for you. I could be so good for you.
I bet someone had a keytar for no reason with you. I bet they used to play this live. Please. I'll do
anything for you. Now I can see why someone was playing the scissors at Noel Gallagher's gig the other day.
Are you
this
done?
Is that's that too much. I have to
theme tunes are the best. To make something a theme tune, I think it's a bigger feat than getting a number one single. You have to get people interested in that. Like, say, for instance, it's a soap. 5 days a motherfucking week, they can't get bored of that tune.
That's why El Dorado didn't make it. Theme tune wasn't good enough.
Shit, yeah,
gone.
Absolutely.
Brookside didn't... Gone.
Yeah, gone.
You've got to have the most banging rhythm to open
still about?
The show.
Is Doctors still about?
Yeah. Really? What, just not as, not retro ones? Like, are they still filming it?
Yeah.
It's not like...
That's quite well for daytime soap, yeah.
But has it got a big... Do you know the theme tune?
No idea.
Probably don't even have one. No.
In it? Just straight in.
Just go straight into the show. Can't risk it. Can't risk it.
The viewing figures are like, just about, you know what I mean?
Yeah. They probably had a theme tune and like, nah, no theme tune. Let's just go straight in. Dear, credits can roll for about 5 minutes over the opening scenes.
I think that's why some pilots get made and don't get mission. All they get is a theme tune. They go, that's not cutting it. No, yeah, no for show. Real. No for show. Real.
Do you know Thingy, do you know what's a big tune? Oh, I don't feel right kind of. Well, fuck Kevin Spacey, but the
House of Cards
theme tune.
They're going to kill him off, aren't they?
Oh, are they going to continue it but kill him off?
That's what I've heard.
That's what they should do.
Is that
do.
The latest? Because they've said that they weren't going to make any more with him.
The so rest of the cast shouldn't suffer.
I've heard rumours of Kevin James.
No, that's a joke. People have signed a petition yesterday.
I've never watched it, so
Kevin
I don't know
James
this show.
James from King of Queens and Paul, King of Paul Queens Blatt, whatever it's called. Yeah.
King of Queens was a good show.
Yeah. So there's a campaign or a thing to like sign to get Kevin James on instead of Kevin Spacey. But I think what they'll do is because if you watch House of Cards, she's now in charge anyway.
Of course,
kill him off easily. Yeah.
She's directed a whole season. As well. So I think they'd
be direct his ass to the dock.
Oh yeah.
See you in a bit, Kevin Spacey.
And on that note, we'll see you all in a bit. We're going to get into one last song before Callum McSwiggan steps up, and this one's coming from Emily Sandé featuring Giggs.
Love you.
Soppy. Weighing up the stats, you got the pot of coffee. Just finish off the track, he wants the copy. ain't even gassing, man, I'm proper cocky. Yeah, I'm just in that zone, you keep a knocking, knocking. When I'm in that zone, I need that proper locking. Got them waters flowing, that's that proper washing. Got me on my poetry with extra toppings. When I whip that flowetry, it gets them moshing. When I say that line on stage, it gets them goffing. Yeah, fuck a gamble. Got the ganja and the candles. Fuck a bando. Got the damsel on my beach flex.